News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Under President Trump, the Environmental Protection Agency is reordering its priorities, cutting regulatory red tape, taking a more energy-friendly stance under its new administrator.
The list of changes range from coal-fired power plants, climate change, and electric vehicles. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said, quote, "We are driving a dagger through the heart of climate change religion and ushering in America's golden age," end quote. Zeldin said, if approved, the Trump administration's actions will eliminate trillions of dollars in regulatory costs and hidden taxes, lowering the cost of living for American families by reducing prices when buying a car, heating your home, and operating a business. Zeldin said it isn't about abandoning environmental protection. It's about achieving it through innovation and not strangulation. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Senate Democrats appear ready to shut down the government tomorrow night. They oppose the Republican stopgap spending bill approved by the House. It would fund the government through September. The Democrats insist on a 30-day funding bill. Senate Minority Leader Schumer says Republicans lack the votes to get their plan through the Senate. Parts of fire-scarred Los Angeles County are under evacuation orders this morning. Fears that torrential rains could cause mudslides and dangerous debris flows. After 9 months stuck on the International Space Station, a couple of astronauts will have to wait a while longer before they can head home. A launch pad glitch forcing SpaceX to delay a mission to the space station. It appears Trump economic policies are already having a positive impact. The rate of increase in inflation dropped significantly last month, the first such decline in 4 months. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 1 point, NASDAQ futures off 30, the S&P futures 4 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Bible. Good morning. 603, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Let's start it off. Traffic and weather on the 3, sitting in once again for Chuck Whitaker. It's Sean Casey.
Thank you, Bruce. Northbound 895, the old tunnel slow from an earlier broken down vehicle. That is now starting to recover. 695 looks good at this hour. BW Parkway slowing near Route 100 and normal elsewhere. No delays at all on the JFX. For Chuck Whitaker, I'm Sean Casey. Traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Cloudy and cooler for us here today with a few peaks of afternoon sun, mid-50s, low 40s tonight. Cloudy and cool again tomorrow with a little more sunshine mixing in for the afternoon, highs upper 50s. Chance of showers on Saturday near 70, more rain for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 40 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, just a couple of degrees warmer at 42. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Maryland's freshman U.S. Senator Angela Alsobrooks has introduced her first bill in Congress. The Tariff Transparency Act requires the U.S. International Trade Commission to conduct an investigation on the impact of tariffs and the threat of the tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada. Alsobrooks also says that the Trump administration knows that the tariffs on allies will raise prices for consumers, spike inflation, and harm American small business. She says if they disagree, now is their time to prove it. Maryland AG Anthony Brown is urging U.S. Supreme Court to defend Medicare recipients' freedom to choose their providers. Brown has joined a coalition of 17 colleagues in filing an amicus brief asking the court to affirm a lower court decision recognizing an individual's right to receive care from the qualified provider of their choice. The state is expanding eligibility for the Maryland Infants and Toddlers Program to include infants weighing less than 3.5 pounds. Officials say raising the birth weight threshold is a clear step forward in Maryland's commitment to assuring that every child receives the support they need. Only 50% of infants with birth weights between 2.5 and 3 pounds who are not born with another qualifying medical condition end up with a developmental delay or atypical development by age 3. It's 6:05 at WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 874. Your pick 4, 9438. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here in studio with Maryland, Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Got a question for you, Vinny. What do you think the number one challenge home sellers face in this current real estate market?
Hey, Sean, you know the market has been strong for selling, but the biggest challenge for those that need to buy as well is trying to find the perfect home in a low inventory market, plus timing the sale of their current home with the purchase of their new home.
Now, we've talked over the years about all the different options you have available that the typical real estate agent would be clueless on.
We have several programs depending on our customers' needs, but our most popular include our exclusive trade-up program and sell today and stay for up to 12 months. All the programs are designed to help home sellers get the most amount of money within their time frame with the least amount of hassle and inconvenience.
So if you're trying to figure out how to sell and buy at the same time, call or text Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the changing face of the Ravens continued yesterday, headlined by the surprising news that veteran defensive tackle Michael Pierce is calling it a career.
After 9 seasons, after much prayer, talking to my family, just going through the grind, man, and just being satisfied where I am, looking forward to doing other things in life, I just decided to call it a career. So it's been a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful 9 years.
Pierce making the announcement on the Sports Spectrum podcast hosted by former Bears running back Matt Forte. The team also giving safety Ardarius Washington a $3.3 million tender offer, signing receiver Tylan Wallace to a one-year deal and releasing safety Marcus Williams. Dean Kramer continued his lackluster spring yesterday in Sarasota, pitching into the fifth inning of a 13-5 loss to the Braves, the right-hander allowing 7 hits, 4 runs, and 2 home runs, 77 total pitches. It brings his spring totals now to 12 innings pitched, 11 earned runs allowed, and 6 home run balls given up. Ryan Mountcastle homered for the second consecutive game, for the Orioles. Coming up at 6:35, there will be no NCAA tournament for Navy basketball. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, March 13th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up on the show this morning, in this hour, a 12-year-old boy is beaten by a mob in Essex.
arrests are made, will there be any consequences? Also, we'll take a look at a congressman accused of misgendering the Democrat representative from Delaware. But our top story here today focuses on Annapolis. And the business-to-business service tax got fierce opposition yesterday. Heated debate in the Maryland General Insane Asylum as lawmakers questioned the sponsor of this controversial business-to-business tax scheme during a House committee hearing on Wednesday. Delegate David Moon whining about how he's struggling with this bill.
And it's been keeping me up at night, frankly, the last week as we close in on needing to make a decision. Nobody likes taxes. Nobody likes doing this.
Bull dookie.
Yeah, nobody likes you either, fella.
Democrats love taxes. They love the tax and spend. It's in their DNA. They're genetically predisposed to tax and spend our tax dollars.
Yeah.
There's proof of this. It's a whole body of proof for years and years and years. Delegate Jason Buckle, Republican, says, well, wait a minute. Instead of blaming Trump and everybody else, how about if we, focus inward?
In sort of your preamble to why you brought the bill, you talked about, you brought this obviously late after the normal filing deadlines in response to actions in Washington, D.C. But you would agree with me that the state of Maryland had a $3 billion roughly deficit just for this year, well before anything that's happened in Washington, D.C. the last 60 days, right?
That is correct. It's why I brought the bill last year.
Yeah. $5.5 billion surplus turned into a $3.3 billion deficit. That's a swing of $8.8 billion.
That takes skill, man, to do that.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That takes dedication and focus to waste that much money that quickly.
But, Delegate Moon, who's from the People's Republic of Montgomery County, doubling down.
With the floor falling out on our fiscal ship, that we need more options.
Yeah, but the natives were restless yesterday. The folks in the gallery gathered to testify and were there for support. They weren't buying what the Democrats were selling.
I want to put it out there that this sucks, right? We're here in this position not because of what we're doing, but rather because of the consequences of an administration in D.C. and
okay. People are emotional about it, but if you can't remain calm, you can't stay in the room, okay?
I'm not trying to skirt the state's responsibility for getting out of the deficit, and this is why I want to highlight every single time that we started this conversation with billions in cuts. We are doing it. I promise you, we are doing billions in cuts.
Oh,
I promise it. They're slowing the blueprint. There's billions in cuts, more coming, and we have to make a decision with what to do with what's left.
Yeah, but the point is, he's claiming we're doing cuts, but it's not enough they're doing cuts. It was the Democrats that started with the blueprint, throwing warm, good money after bad. It is the Democrats that the red line to nowhere. Nobody wants this thing. It's the Democrats and progressives that started this whole Climate Control Solutions Act of 2022. They're the ones that have put this state in the hole.
Yeah, and then they say, oh, it's Donald Trump's fault. Really?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Right. We're going to hear coming up next from business owners. Oh, boy, they're also got a lot of good things to say. And how this thing is going to be passed on to us, the consumers, if it passes.
6:13 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Sitting in once again for Chuck Whitaker, it's Sean Casey.
Yeah, Chuck, I talked to him earlier this morning.
Yeah.
He's about half voiced. He's almost there. He needs another day. So he's been hammering honey, lemon, and tea, along with some Bailey's thrown in there as well. So he's in good shape. Good spirits, anyway.
Well, my understanding is that he'll be back to his vast traffic network tomorrow.
Yes.
Today, if he's around 50% there, Chuck is kind of half vast
he
today.
Is, yeah. Yes, he is. He is, yeah. Though, sharing his information with us, which is great.
Good, yeah.
Construction delays northbound I-95 and Route 24 in Hartford County, so be aware of that. Early ride through Annapolis looking so good, 97 all the way down through 50. Both tunnels are clear. Nothing major yet on 695, but give it time for Chuck Whitaker. I'm Sean Casey, traffic weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy, cooler today, a 55 degree high, 40. 32 overnight. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high around 58. For the weekend, though, we're looking at a possibility of rain for both Saturday and Sunday. So not exactly the most optimum weekend. Temperatures right now are moderate. They're not freezing awful horrible, but they're not exactly Kim Klasick weather either. 41 in Bel Air. Ellicott City also 41 degrees. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And it's time for some one-liner news for you today. Let's give you the latest. Actress Tori Spelling claimed on her podcast that she does not drink water. Like, not at all.
Really?
Ever.
In fact, how does she hydrate?
That is a good question. Scientists have determined that Spelling is actually 70% water, 5% silicone.
Oh, okay.
All right. Education Secretary
added ingredients.
Linda McMahon says the mass firings in the Department of Education constitute the first step towards closing the department. Starting Friday, they will be dismissed by the bell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Authorities say the brush fires that burned 600 acres on Long Island can be traced to a family's ill-fated attempt to make s'mores in their backyard.
I told you those things are dangerous.
Yeah. Usually the only thing that catches fire are the marshmallows.
Yes. So and blowing them out is kind of one of the delights of life.
Yeah. In an effort to help patients with mental health conditions, doctors in Switzerland are prescribing trips to art museums. And I'm trying to think, why would they do this? But think about it. When a patient sees a Picasso, you know, a painting of the man with the two eyes on his one side of his face and a nose where his chin should be and one ear in the middle of his forehead, then the patients think they're normal.
Yes.
It's got to be it.
Yeah.
Actress and TV host Rosie O'Donnell has announced she has moved to Ireland since the election of Donald Trump. Yep. Now, this is a deportation the entire country can get behind, you know?
Yes.
And right now, we're split over the Mahmoud Khalil. But Rosie, out you go. Facing pressure from Doge to make cuts, Social Security is considering ending their phone services that 73 million elderly Americans rely on to access their benefits, which is just perfect because a lot of elderly Americans have to hang up their phone before they even get online.
Yeah.
You know? Remember dial-up? Jeez. That was so long ago. Now it's...
I knew a guy who could do the dial-up sound. I don't know if it actually worked, but it sure sounded like it.
I guess... I mean, the dial-up's got to be gone. Nobody has dial-up anymore, right?
Chuck does.
All right.
Whitaker does.
Yeah. Well, that's a different kind of dial-up. Disney is scaling back the premiere of the remake of Snow White amid controversies that the new film is too woke. The official title of the film is Snow White Privilege. So now they've decided nobody's going to see that thing. And Barack and Michelle Obama are producing a biopic about golfing legend Tiger Woods.
Really?
Casting the lead role might be a little bit difficult. You have to find somebody who's really great at driving a golf ball, but really bad at driving a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's going to be interesting to say the least. Monday is St. Patrick's Day. Who's got the best St. Patrick's celebrations? Which city? All right, so you think the top 10 cities with St. Paddy's Day celebrations, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Henderson, Nevada?
What?
Yeah. New York, I thought, would have been higher.
I thought that would be number one.
Chicago, number six. Worcester, Mass., number five. Santa Rosa, California, number four. Savannah, Georgia, number three. Reno, Nevada, number two. And the number one is Boston, which everybody expects Boston.
Yeah, but I would expect in Chicago to be number two or three.
Yeah.
Massive Irish population.
And New York as well.
And New York as well.
And Baltimore, where do we finish? 113th.
Yeah. By the way, it's interesting to note that Rosie O'Donnell just happened to move to Ireland right before St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
Just happened to.
Well, that came up yesterday with the Irish minister, Prime Minister. I'll have that for you in the MAGA update. But Michelle Obama and her brother... Craig Robinson, in the latest Democrat cringe move, creep everyone out with awkward footage promoting their new podcast.
Hey, TikTok, it's Michelle Obama, and I'm here with my big brother, Craig.
Hey, everybody.
We're here because we're excited to announce the launch of our new podcast called IMO with Michelle Obama and Craig Robinson.
And we just posted the trailer if you want to check it out.
Check it out. Thanks, you guys. See you soon.
The music in the background.
Yeah,
what was that? It's Mary Tyler Moore music, you know?
First episode was a total flop on YouTube. After 15 hours, Michelle and Craig only garnered 13,000 views.
Wow.
And she revealed her biggest pet peeve about Barack Obama during the first episode, and that he was always late to events because he would have to go to the bathroom when it was time to leave. Who says that?
Yeah.
about the former president of the United States. Yeah, a lot of rumors about those two in Splitsville. And so this is only just going to fuel the fire.
Yeah.
And finally, it looks like we're headed to a Schumer shutdown this Friday. Chuck Schumer saying that he is going to block the House-passed CR when it gets over to the Senate. And it is just, it's going to be interesting to see. Right now, 65% of Americans would blame the Democrats. 35% would blame the Republicans, even after the Republicans passed a CR. Republicans have, and what most Americans don't understand, Republicans have control of the Senate, but you need 60 votes, and they only have 53. So maybe if you tell them that, maybe 100% will blame the Democrats.
And one Republican actually has already bowed out, so they have 52.
Yeah, Rand Paul.
Rand Paul, yeah.
All right, 620, and we're off and running here on the show. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up next, business owners testify as to why they're opposed to the B2B service sales tax.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
622, 22 minutes after. This fact just blew me away. I saw this morning. I wanted to share it with you. It took 211 years as a nation until 1987 to accrue a total U.S. government debt of $2.4 trillion. 211 years.
Pikers.
Now we add $2.4 trillion to the government debt every freaking year.
Yeah.
Deficit hits $1 trillion in the fifth month of the fiscal year, on pace for $2.4 trillion ending this fiscal year, and interest payments on track for $900 billion a year, just on interest.
This is something that Tocqueville warned us about, folks. If you go back and read his writings on America and the problems that we would face eventually, we were right there right now. 623, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker, well, he's kind of here, but his voice doesn't work quite yet. We hope it does tomorrow. Sitting in once again, it's Sean Casey.
We feel his presence, though.
We do.
Chuck says normal delays beginning now on the west side of the Beltway, south of Liberty Road. Minor slowing southbound at both tunnels this morning. All clear in and around Annapolis. And we start to see a little volume building on the usual spots in 695. For Chuck Whitaker, I'm Sean Casey. Traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Cloudy, cool today and a high only of around 55 degrees, 42 overnight. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high 58. And for the weekend, though, temperatures about the same, but it's going to be rainy, possible. Both days, not the best weekend in the entire world. Glen Burnie, 42 degrees right now. Hunt Valley has 43 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So this ongoing attempt by the Democrats to blame Donald Trump. Donald Trump has been in office 53 days. This money was spent and appropriated and squandered prior to Donald Trump being sworn in on January 20th. Now, the layoff of a lot of federal workers is going to impact Maryland. No doubt about that. It's going to impact some other states as well. But look at some of the other states surrounding us. Why do Pennsylvania, Delaware, Virginia, and West Virginia all have surpluses and we have a structural deficit? Ask yourself that question. It's because we have a supermajority of progressive Marxist Democrats. That's why. And business owners, they're saying, we heard, talked to one yesterday, Dwayne Carey. He said this will be the death knell for business owners in the state of Maryland. Here's a collection of business owners testifying yesterday.
This bill is bad policy, and it's bad for Maryland's economy.
Unlike government, we just can't, when we're looking at our budget, snap our fingers and increase the top line.
There's no reason to believe that it'll stop here.
Small businesses build communities.
Yep. Indeed, they do. But this is what the Democrats do. They say that we're going after corporations. You know, the 1%. We got to punish the 1% and the corporate people with the 1%. That's the Democrat mantra. You know, but in this particular case, it is the small businesses. They're actually going after. They say they're not going after the middle class, but they really are going after the middle class. So don't pay attention to what they do, not what they say. And here's the sponsor of this bill. This is an amazing exchange to me with Delegate Buckle and Delegate Moon, rather, on who's going to pay. Who's going to pay for this 2.5% business-to-business service sales tax?
What part of this tax do you think is going to be passed on to the consumer?
I can't predict how people are going to choose to do it. It's just a part of their overhead.
I don't know. It's like, we're going to do this blueprint, we're going to not fund it, and we're going to figure it out later. Somebody else is going to figure out how to pay for it. So here's this guy, Delegate David Moonbat, who is basically saying, I'm going to put this bill in requiring a 2.5% service sales tax on all services, except legal and medical.
Except the stuff I do.
Yeah. And we're not quite sure how they're going to pay for it. Whether it's going to be part of their overhead, whether they're going to pass it on to consumers, whether it's coming out of profits, whether it's coming out of operating costs. We don't know. We don't care. We're just going to pass the tax and let chips fall where they may.
Period.
No way to run a state. No way to govern. This is legislative malpractice, and we see it repeatedly. This is a party not fit to lead any state, any entity. All these folks know how to do is pass legislation that punish. We have one in there punishing the driver. Remember, we talked about it the other day.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a good steward and you went out and bought a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid or an EV, whatever, now they're going to punish you. They're going to punish the driver after they told you, after they wagged their finger in your face, you really should be more environmentally conscious. You really need to be more green. We're going to give you tax credits. We're going to encourage you to buy EVs and hybrids and plug-in hybrids. Oh, and by the way,
so we can tax you more.
Once you do, now we're going to punish you.
That's great. I mean, really, you think about it, what a scam. I mean, truly, that's just so well played. Here, buy this car. Oh, by the way, thanks for buying this overpriced vehicle. And now we're going to tax you because you have an overpriced vehicle.
Well, and Moon said yesterday in this meeting, he's open to carving out sectors that would be subject to the tax itself.
How about all of them?
Yeah. How about you carve yourself out, okay? Just retire because you're a disgrace. You're a disgrace to anybody that would call themselves a legislator. You know, we're right now, and you got your Senate Bill Ferguson saying we're nearing a recession in Maryland, and now you're going to punish more businesses? It's like they're intentionally trying to drive out business. And then what are you going to have for revenue? We talked about it yesterday with Dwayne Carey of the Maryland Free Enterprise Foundation. When you drive out businesses, when you pass onerous taxes like this, then where's your revenue coming from? Because the federal government is going to, by the way, the ARPA money has dried up, in case you don't know, Delegate Moon. It's gone. And now your federal funding is at risk because you're not adhering to what the federal government is advocating.
Yeah, precisely. 629 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because low inventory out there. It really is. There are not a lot of houses. And they may have a great rate on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, you should know you're not alone. But let me ask you. Yeah, you like your home. But if you see your dream home, would you go for it if you get an interest rate somewhere in the mid-fours? If you say yes, you're like a lot of us, and that is whether or not you want to make that choice, you've got to talk to Vinnie Steele. Selling your Maryland or lower PA home is one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. Take it from me, do not list your home until you have talked with Maryland's real estate expert, Vinnie Steele, with Euro Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and here's why. Vinnie is not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert. Call the only agent that I would trust to sell my home, and I mean that. Call Vinnie Steele, CEO of Euro Home Sold Guaranteed Realty now, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Coming up next, a representative is accused of misgendering a delegate trans legislator. That's a mouthful. Time for news headlines at 6:30. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Family of a Baltimore DPW worker who suffered a heat-related death is reacting to the latest report from the city's inspector general. Family attorney Thiru Vignaraja says the loved ones of Ronald Silver, the second, say the report shows that his life was cut short due to years of negligence by the DPW. In addition to the IG's report, Maryland Occupational Safety and Health recently issued a citation for a serious violation, saying it found conditions that caused or were likely to cause death or serious harm to DPW workers. Vignaraja says what happened to Mr. Silver was the natural and predictable result of an agency that has deliberately prioritized picking up trash over employee safety. Anne County Police are looking for the suspects who robbed two people near an ATM on Nursery Road. A woman had just withdrawn money, was heading back to her car Tuesday night. A red sedan pulled up. Two suspects with knives approached. One suspect robbed the woman. The other robbed a passenger in her car. Suspects took off. Anyone with information asked to please call police. Maryland State Police in Washington County will be out in force over St. Paddy's Day weekend. Troopers will be on the lookout for impaired, distracted, aggressive, and speeding drivers with a focus on the interstates, I-81 and I-70. A holiday initiative runs from Friday through Monday. Will take place statewide. Troopers from all 23 barracks taking part. And the Orioles will celebrate the start of a new baseball season with a Utah Street Block Party. Event's going to take place March 29, ahead of the March 31st opener at Camden Yards. Festival will feature special appearances by Orioles legends and prospects, by autographs, photos, kids' activities, music, and dugout access. In addition, the Orioles game against the Blue Jays will be broadcast live throughout the ballpark and on the video board. Tickets for the event start at $10. 6:32 and 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. You can probably start a good discussion or maybe an argument or even a fight if you ask someone to give America an identity in an attempt to describe it. I'm sure it would depend on to whom you were speaking, but according to the history books, at least the ones that haven't been rewritten, as well as most of flyover country, America is a civilization of Judeo-Christian ethos and essence. Many may not know what that really means, but in addition to the obvious acknowledgement of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as well as the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it has supplied our nation with a set of moral and philosophic principles regarding economic, social, personal, and political life. From it, we learn a personal responsibility, liberty, a good work ethic, individualism, and an understanding of what is right from what is wrong. Pretty good identity, wouldn't you say? One which any group of Americans should be able to find acceptable. This is Pastor David Lewis at today's Moment of Truth.
Lotto numbers, pick 3 was 874. Your pick 4 was 9438. Sitting in for Chuck Whitaker at 633. Traffic and weather on the threes. Sean Case.
All right, southbound 895 is slowing at O'Donnell Street. Normal delays there. I-95 looks good at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 695 on the west side outer loop beginning to fill in south of 795, and that will be a problem all the way down to, of course, Route 40 coming up a little bit later on as traffic continues to build. For Chuck Whitaker, I'm Sean Casey. Traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy and cooler for us here today with a few peaks of afternoon sun, mid-50s, low 40s tonight. Cloudy and cool again tomorrow with a little more sunshine mixing in for the afternoon. Highs upper 50s. Chance of showers on Saturday near 70. More rain for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And a 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, it is the season of change in the NFL, and the Ravens are no exception. A lot of it yesterday, starting with veteran defensive tackle Michael Pierce, who after 99 games in the purple and black yesterday, calling it a career.
After nine seasons, after much prayer, talking to my family, just going through the grind, man, and just being satisfied where I am, looking forward to doing other things in life, I just decided to call it a career. So it's been a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful 9 years.
Pierce finishes his career with 238 tackles, 9.5 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, and 1 interception, which, by the way, you may remember, happened on the final regular season play of his career.
Zappy. Oh, big fat touchdown. My goodness. Michael Pierce.
Don't kneel down, Big
what,
Pierce.
What are you doing?
Don't kneel down.
I was about to go crazy.
Hey, wasn't Chris Fowler wasn't the only one about to go crazy. What a great moment that was in Ravens history. Other Ravens news, the team tendering an offer to Ardarius Washington, $3.3 million, with a right of first refusal. They signed receiver Tylan Wallace to a one-year deal and released safety Marcus Williams. And then late last night, Baltimore signing special teams ace Jake Hummel, formerly of the Rams. Oriole injury news update, Gunnar Henderson took ground balls yesterday for the first time since straining his right intercostal muscle. That's a ribcage muscle. He hasn't played since February 27th. Also, reliever Andrew Kittredge is walking around the Orioles clubhouse without crutches. This according to Rock Kabatko of MassInSports.com. Surgery was performed by Ravens team Dr. Leanne Curl. Kittredge could miss most or all of the season's first half. On the field yesterday, Birds blasted by the Braves. 13-5 was the final, chasing starter Dean Kramer with a 9-run fifth. NCAA basketball last night, Patriot League final. Navy denied their first trip to the NCAA's in 28 years by American University. 74-52 was the final. In D.C., AU head coach and former Terp Dwayne Simpkins at the mic after the game.
Tip of hat to Navy, a formidable foe. Beat us twice in the regular season. First time, I mean, they whipped our ass.
The Mids finished 15-19 on the season. The time now is 6:36. When we return, sports gambling in Maryland is also in the crosshairs.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
You guys are talking about the business-to-business tax, the 2.5%. It's all the rage, obviously, now. But, you know, kind of lost under the covers, there's the sports gambling tax that's also on the table.
Right.
It's going to increase the taxes on sports gambling at the casinos. Also, the mobile sports betting that's trying to get done here in Maryland. So, you know, if you're a sports bettor, big or small, you're also going to pay. And it's just, I mean, it's just one in a long list of proposals
it
that are out there.
It is really hard to name or identify things that are not taxed. Now, oxygen being one.
Well, but just wait.
Don't forget, we had the rain tax.
So, we did have the rain tax. Now, they're talking about the sugary beverage tax.
Sugary drink tax.
So here's the deal. You go to opening night, Oriole Park, Camden Yards, okay? You buy a soda and a salty, like chips or nachos or whatever.
6% tax on that.
You're going to pay tax on that, additional tax on that. And then if you place a bet in-game, you're going to be taxed on that as well. So
you pay tax on your ticket.
Right.
You didn't pay tax on parking, I don't think, yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you're right. You pay tax on your drink. You pay tax on your food. You pay tax on your bet. My God.
Yeah.
Happy tax day.
Yeah.
Very good. Thanks, Gary. Wow. Appreciate that. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Bill is in Delaware.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, this whole thing with the state of Delaware, which is where I live, and Maryland wanting to run businesses out of these states, it just cracked me up. It's unbelievable, truly unbelievable, and it makes me think about something that my dad told me quite a while back, and I I didn't really think much of it, but it makes me think hard about it now. And he said this, I've never worked for a poor guy.
Yeah.
When you think about that, I don't know how many brain cells it takes for people to think about, you know, you run the businesses out, then who are you going to work for, idiots? And that also reminds me of the singer Aaron Lewis, that he's pretty boisterous on stage, which I like it. I like it. And he tells people, you know, every single problem we have in this country is due to the Democrat Party. And it,
I would add on that a little bit. I would say the Uniparty, the Democrats,
yeah,
and those rhino swampy Republicans that are part of the establishment along with the Democrats.
Yeah, they're scumbags too.
Yeah. Bill, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate you. Have a great day. Let's go next to Jeff in Phoenix.
Hey, Jeff.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
The Maryland motto, manly deeds, womanly words. We are in charge. You guys at the top of the hour played the business forum. I guess it was at the Maryland legislature. I caught it at the end. And the woman, I guess, who was heading it while all the business owners were in the gallery, notwithstanding the fact, the gentleman that just called, I understand what he's saying, but there are many, many business owners who figure out how to pay them, how to pay their employees before they pay themselves. But that's another topic. So the point is, when someone said something and they, you know, they booed or whatever, she is the representative who we the people pay, threatened to throw them out of the room.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
That was Delegate Vanessa Atterbury.
Yeah. Okay, so here is my point. And then we were talking, or you guys were talking about everything, the tax on everything but law services. What percentage, my fellow Marylanders, what percentage of our representatives in the state of Maryland have ever even worked in the private sector? And let's look at Maryland in general. It is so well strategically placed. We have a port. We're right off of 95, so on and so forth. We replaced Beth Steele with what? Warehousing. We replaced GM and that whole industrial area down there with what? Retail. Look at Baltimore County. I recently went to the Baltimore County Executive's annual budget meeting at Fastig Tipton. It's open to the public. Gentlemen, the vast majority of attendees were county employees asking for more taxpayers' money. I was stunned. Fastig Tipton probably holds 300 people. I was stunned that there were probably 50 citizens. The point of my call is, until we, the citizens of Maryland, get involved and take this bloody state back by sacrificing to represent or whatever, nothing is changing. The federal government is doing everything they can to expedite energy and everything else. And what are we doing? We're trying to buy our energy from other states. Lee Zeldin, you can now get a nuclear plant permits and what have you in 2 weeks. It's insane.
Yeah,
well, Jeff, I would suggest the following, though, that nothing much is going to change here as far as party affiliation or the strength of the Democrats or the weakness of the Republicans in the state until we do some reasonable things at the federal level, which I do think this president is going to do, and that is we get to move departments out of here. Departments that don't belong here, move them out of here, because they'll either go with those departments or they'll discover what life is like in the private sector.
Yeah, that's a great point. Why in the world is the Department of Agriculture in D.C.?
But look, Democrats, and Jeff, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Democrats were emboldened when Barack Obama had two terms. They thought there would never be another Republican president again because they were talking about that. But then again, they always screw it up. And somehow, hey, along comes Donald Trump, and he gets the voice of the forgotten man, the forgotten woman, the forgotten. So, again, here's what Republicans have to do. And Donald Trump's trying to do this, but there are people standing in the way. He is trying to deliver on the promises that he made. And if he does that, and he's successful in doing that, are you listening, Speaker Johnson and Republican John Thune? If he does that, then there'll be a good run. Remember, the run was two Reagans and he had a Bush 41, and if it weren't for Ross Perot, there probably would have been another one.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We'll see what happens.
6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. We miss Chuck Whitaker, but Sean Casey is willing to step up and let us know what's going on.
Indeed, pedestrian accident, Frankfort Avenue at Sinclair Lane this morning. Also, I got a fender bender at the Outer Loop, Capitol Beltway, just after 270 in Montgomery County. It's slow all the way back to 29 Colesville Road. And then on 695 here in the Baltimore Beltway, outer loop slowing now at 795, 895. We have a 10-minute delay now beginning at Erdman Ave. Brief delays at the Fort McHenry Tunnel southbound. For Chuck Whitaker, I'm Sean Casey. Traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy and cooler today than it was the last couple of days. 55 the high today. 42 overnight. Then tomorrow partly sunny and a high 58. However, not great weather on the weekend. Rain possible both Saturday and Sunday right now. Edgewater has 44 degrees. Hunt Valley 43. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Let's head into the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
It's indestructible. It's indescribable. Nothing can stop it.
Yeah, well, the only thing that stopped it was a bad throat.
Yeah.
Chuck,
yeah.
Of course. So
otherwise, indestructible.
Yeah, if you have any home remedies, then Chuck needs them because his throat is really bad. It's getting a little better. Sounded a little better this morning, but he's not ready yet. Taco Bell's testing the new $3 Churro Chillers. So if you like the cinnamon-based churros, then you'll love the Churro Chillers, I suppose.
I've tried churros a number of times. They do nothing
for
me.
They don't do nothing for you?
No.
I'm partial to the sopapillas. Those are the light, flaky, airy biscuit that you pour honey over.
Oh.
Really good. And they're served warm as well. Dunkin' welcomes their new 2025 spring menu with an iced Dunk-a-Latte. That's now on the menu. Pistachio coffee?
Right.
Original blend coffee combined with lightly sweetened pistachio flavor swirl. You can get it hot or iced for a limited time. New ham and Swiss pretzel sliders.
All right.
Sweet black pepper bacon. Chicken and baker croissant. There's your favorite.
Yeah.
A little stuffer there. Brown sugar shaken espresso. You might have seen the commercials for those. This one sounds good in a hot summer day. Raspberry watermelon Dunkin' refresher.
That does sound good.
That does sound good. Yeah, nice. Cool drink. Capri Sun, you know those little pouches?
Yep.
They're unveiling the Moon Punch. Glow-in-the-dark pouches. So I guess when you're going camping, you can
find your drink.
Actually find it and see what you're drinking. Funyun reveals limited edition sour cream and Funyuns flavor this month. Sour cream and Funyuns for your...
Don't know what that means, but okay.
That's a salty snack, so you're going to be paying the tax on that in Maryland.
Of course, yeah.
I left the best for last. Now, Wiener Schnitzel isn't in this area, but I spent a lot of time out west where they were pretty dominant. And Wiener Schnitzel is basically a hot dog place.
Yeah.
Okay. So now for Lent, they've come out with the Sea Dog. The lead-friendly sea dog and fish and chips are back on the menu. This is it's a piece of fish that looks like a hot dog on a bun.
Ooh, how tasty.
And they're calling it the sea dog.
Yes. In other words, a fish sandwich.
Yes, exactly. But they'll do anything for promotions and marketing these days. Hey, what a dust-up regarding Delaware Representative Sarah
Sarah McBride, yeah. I got to hear cast the characters, folks. Sarah McBride is a woman or the man in question here. There's a committee hearing yesterday. It was run by a Republican who identified her appropriately, him identically. Representative Keith Self, the chair of the subcommittee, recognized McBride and let her speak by addressing her as Mr. McBride. And then all hell broke loose.
I now recognize the representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ranking Member Keating, also wonderful.
Mr. Chairman, could you repeat your introduction again, please?
We have set the standard on the floor of the House, and I'm simply...
What is that standard, Mr. Chairman? Would you repeat what you just said when you introduced a duly elected representative from the United States of America, please?
I will. The representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Mr. Chairman, you are out of order. Mr. Chairman, have you no decency? I've come to know you a little bit, but this is not decent.
We will continue this.
You will not continue it with me unless you introduce a duly elected representative the right way.
That's a ranking member.
This hearing is adjourned.
You heard what Self did.
Over.
Fine. Okay, we're done here.
Game over.
He explained, by the way, that the United States policy is to recognize two sexes, male and female. period.
Yeah.
And that is what he was going to do. I right away thought of this great little interview piece I saw with Katie Hopkins, who's British. And here's you'll see the connection.
How many genders are there?
Two.
And they are?
Male, female.
But what about someone's right to tell you what their gender is?
No problem at all. You're going to tell me what your gender is, but in the world is less f- world, I don't have to believe it. But I'm thrilled for you. You're a lampshade. I'm so happy. Let me put a light bulb up. Brilliant. Don't require me to think what you think.
Don't require me to think what you think. It is not unreasonable if you see a human being standing in front of you with a prominent Adam's apple and the twig and berries to assume that that person is a male. It doesn't matter what that person says. If it says, I'm a kitty cat, fine. Yes, sir, you are. I'm not going to play. I'm not going to play. That you know, you are what you are, and if you have these kinds of psychological issues, get into counseling. But don't make me think what you think. I mean, it's that to me is not an unreasonable standard. She said, you know.
Yeah, no, she's absolutely right. I mean, that's what you have to do, and look, you can believe what we've talked about before. You can think what you're
whatever you want,
whatever you want. But that doesn't mean that we have to accommodate you in those thoughts. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Coming up next, a 12-year-old boy brutally beaten by a mob in Essex.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, we're looking at $6.9 billion when you factor in all the proposed tax increases, fee increases, permit increases during the first 3 years of the Governor Moore regime, dominated by super progressive Marxists and the supermajority that they have in Annapolis. So, again, it's important that I think Jeff is right. Most of us are hardworking, productive members here in Maryland, and we don't necessarily have the time to attend protests and marches and these hearings late at night, especially if you have family, if you have young children or grandchildren. You know, if you got family, and for us, you know, I'm in bed by 7:30 every night, so most of the evening stuff is completely off my calendar whatsoever. But we need people to step up and their voices be heard. Mm-hmm. And don't let these people get away with it. The latest Gonzalez-Arscott poll basically is out there saying that Marylanders are not happy with the direction of the state. They're not happy with Governor Moore as his favorability has begun to drop. It's still over 50% somehow, miraculously. That's because he's a smiling turtle and says nothing. But so again, we have to make our voices heard and going forward. Otherwise, we're not going to have a state in which we're going to be able to live in. It will no longer be the free state anymore. It is the fee state.
Is that why, by the way, just real quick, is that why you keep talking in your dreams about putting the governor on his back? Because turtle on its back isn't good. 6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the 3, sitting in for Chuck Whitaker. It's Sean.
All right. Again, right now, of course, we're looking at, you know, pretty things are starting to build throughout the course of the morning. And right now we've got an accident reporting at southbound I-95 right near Route 198 in Prince George's County. Normal delays now at both tunnels. No problems on the JFX. Still okay through Annapolis and at the Bay Bridge. And normal volume is building on the Outer Loop west side of 695. For Chuck Whitaker, I'm Sean Casey. Traffic weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy and a high around 55 today. Tomorrow, we'll hook in around 58 for the high. Weekend rain, though, which kind of puts a damper on it as we head toward that direction. Edgewater, 44 degrees right now. Pikesville has 40 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Once again, juvenile violence has struck here in the state of Maryland and in the Baltimore metro area. It's becoming more and more a common occurrence. This time, a cell phone video that went viral on social media captured an incident last Friday at the Kings Mill Apartments in Essex, where a 12-year-old boy, Kaysen Longo, was brutally and violently assaulted by what I thought would be about a dozen individuals, but now we're told that five have been charged of the eight juveniles involved in this violent assault. There were others that were standing around that maybe didn't punch, kick, or try to bash Kaysen's head in, but all of the accused are 13 years old or younger. And Kaysen, you see it on this video, it's hard to watch as a parent or grandparent. Kaysen being punched, thrown to the ground, kicked, having his pants pulled down by a group of young boys. And the father, Tony Longo, said his son is pretty badly beaten.
Right at this point, he's very badly bruised up.
Very badly bruised up. And he became rather so aware of this video last week after it had surfaced. And, you know, you can imagine now you're watching this video where there's a mob of violent juveniles who are basically, you know, this could have ended very badly. I mean, it's bad to begin with, but it could have ended up with the death of this young man.
Next thing you know, there's 15 kids surrounding Kaysen on top of him, brutally beaten.
15 is what, by his count, and I'm sure as a father he did count them. And again, now five of the eight have been charged. But here's the question. What's going to happen? We're told by Vinny Schiraldi, Governor Moore's lapdog, that you know, if you're accused of a violent crime, you're going to be detained in the juvenile DGS, in the system. But that has not happened. People that have been accused of attempted murder, the Columbia Mall attempted murder, was not detained. Again, they was given an ankle monitor, right?
Yeah.
And so Mr. Longo says, without consequences, this is going to happen to someone else's child or grandchild.
Whether you're a juvenile or you're an adult, there has to be consequences. These types of behaviors are unacceptable. To beat my son, right, and then feel as if it's okay to take his clothes from him, beat him with his clothes, continue to beat him.
In an email Wednesday night, police said that due to the ages of the three juveniles, state law prohibits them from bringing charges against them.
Oh, geez.
They said that based on the information provided, the incident is not believed to be a hate crime. Well, the incident had something to do with the victim allegedly said something about somebody's girlfriend. I don't know if that's accurate or not. And then they all pounced on him and began beating him. But this, I really felt for this father because you can hear the emotion in his voice.
The bruises, and as a father, I felt helpless. And, you know, I'm trying to protect my family because of the pain and the thought of my son being left helpless, being beat by 15 other kids, his clothes taken, things like that. It's very disturbing to me. I don't want to see that with any human being, especially a child.
Yeah, you can just hear it. You can hear him watch the emotion in his face. The video is available at Fox 45's website if you want to see it for yourself. But once again, until we hold these types of juvenile violent behaviors, till we hold them accountable, it's going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody else is going to die. Somebody else's child or grandchild is going to die as a result of it because this state coddles criminals and coddles juvenile thugs. Let's go to Scott in Bel Air. Good morning, Scott. Hello, Scott.
Scott,
you there?
Scott cannot hang with us.
He wanted to talk about the misgendering of the Delaware rep. McBride.
Yeah. Look, the Delaware rep, he can call himself whatever he wants to. But genetically, he is a male.
Yeah.
It's in his DNA.
Remember, he got into it with Nancy Mace.
Yeah.
Over the use of the women's restrooms and the women's locker rooms on Capitol Hill. And Nancy Mace, you know, got in his grill and basically said, no, you're not using.
Yeah, Mary Miller also, same deal.
Mary Miller Meeks, again, that's and this is the thing. You got to stand up to these people. You really do. Because you give them an inch, they will take a yard or more. And it's nice to see that we have a president, finally, that recognizes that there are only two genders, and that we have most of the members of Congress in the Republican side recognize that as well. Now we're starting to see, with some of this funding being threatened, being pulled, for instance, up in Maine with Governor Mills, that hopefully they'll stop this insanity of allowing men to compete as women.
I mean, just take it to the extreme otherwise, folks. You know, the reductio ad absurdum. Just take it to the most absurd. And what you see is, I'm going to require you to call me the great lawgiver poobah each time you address me. Yeah. Really, we want that kind of country?
It's 7 o'clock. Stick with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Facing a midnight Friday deadline, Senate Republicans hope today's the day they'll pass a bill to avoid a government shutdown, but they'll need some Democrat votes to do it.
Senator Marsha Blackburn says Democrat leader Charles Schumer is fighting against the continuing resolution because he would prefer a government shutdown.
He feels like it would hurt President Trump and it would hurt the Republicans.
But Blackburn says gone are the days when a shutdown was automatically blamed on the Republicans.
The American people agree with the steps that we're taking.
Blackburn tells the Salem Radio Network she expects enough Democrat support to pass the CR and keep the government up and running. Bob Agnew reporting.
Amid concern that environmental regulations are strangling energy development and the overall U.S. economy, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin is taking action.
The Environmental Protection Agency is initiating 31 historic actions to fulfill President Trump's promise to unleash American energy, revitalize our auto industry, restore the rule of law, and give power back to the states.
Zeldin says these historic actions will roll back trillions in regulatory costs and hidden taxes on U.S. families. The Russian Defense Ministry claims its forces have now driven the Ukrainian army out of the biggest town in Russia's Kursk border region. This development comes as the U.S. awaits the Kremlin's response to a proposed 30-day ceasefire in the three-year war. It's a truce that Ukraine has endorsed. Russia says it needs more information before deciding what to do. Secretary of State Rubio has arrived in Canada. It's a two-day G7 meeting. Tariffs expected to place high on the agenda at that session. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 37 points. The Nasdaq futures 5 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Chuck Whitaker is a bit under the weather. He should be back with us, we hope, tomorrow. Sitting in for Chuck, whose voice is very tender, is Sean Casey.
Hi, thank you, Bruce. Saxon on the Capitol Beltway, Montgomery County, has now cleared. It's slow west of New Hampshire Avenue. If you're heading over to that part of the state, normal delays on 695 Outer Loop, west side. Heavy traffic southbound at both Harbor Tunnels now and all those other previous serious accidents have now cleared. For Chuck Whitaker, I'm Sean Casey. Traffic weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy and cooler for us here today with a few peaks of afternoon sun, mid-50s, low 40s tonight. Cloudy and cool again tomorrow with a little more sunshine mixing in for the afternoon, highs upper 50s. Chance of showers on Saturday near 70, more rain for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 39 degrees and Parkville has 41 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliott. Maryland State Police across the state will be out in force over the St. Paddy's Day weekend. Troopers will be on the lookout for impaired, distracted, aggressive, and speeding drivers with a focus on the interstates, particularly I-81 and I-70 and I-95. Holiday Initiative runs from Friday through Monday and will take place statewide with troopers from all 23 barracks taking part. The Orioles will celebrate the start of their new baseball season with a Utah Street block party. The event will take place on March 29 ahead of the March 31st home opener in Camden Yards. Festival will feature special appearances by Orioles legends and prospects, autographs, photo ops, kids activities, music, and dugout access. In addition, the Orioles game against the Blue Jays will be broadcast live throughout the ballpark and on the video board. Tickets for that event start at $10. Maryland's freshman U.S. Senator Angela Alsobrooks has introduced her first bill in Congress. The Tariff Transparency Act requires the U.S. International Trade Commission to conduct an investigation on the impact of tariffs and the threat of tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada. It's 7:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number from last night, 874. Your pick 4, 9438. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing, must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Gary Stein on sports.
Changes to the Ravens roster continue to come fast and furious this morning. Defensive tackle Michael Pierce announcing his retirement yesterday on Matt Forte's Spectrum Sports podcast.
After 9 seasons, after much prayer, talking to my family, just going through the grind, man, and just being satisfied where I am, looking forward to doing other things in life, I just decided to call it a career. So.
99 career games for Michael Pierce. Elsewhere, the team releasing disappointing safety Marcus Williams, bringing back Tylan Wallace on a 1-year deal, offering Ardarius Washington a $3.3 million contract, and signing Rams special teams ace Jake Hummel. Orioles news team decked by the Braves, 13-5, a 9-run fifth did the Birds in. Dean Kramer's numbers stand in the spring, not good. 12 innings pitched, 11 earned runs, and 6 home run balls allowed. Birds in Dunedin today for an afternoon encounter with the Blue Jays. Left-hander Kate Povich will state his case at 1:07 p.m. Terps back on the practice floor yesterday in College Park as they prepare for their Big Ten quarterfinal tomorrow. Derek Queen, the league's freshman of the year, and point guard Jacoby Gillespie voted as an all-conference second-team performer. Head coach Kevin Willard gives us the backstory on what sold Gillespie on Maryland in the first place.
For Jacoby, it was the opportunity to fill in for Jameer. And Jacoby seeing how successful Jameer was, he wanted that same usage rate. He wanted that same kind of feel. And
of course, talking about Jameer Young, the great point guard that preceded Jacoby Gillespie. Terps leave for Indianapolis this afternoon. Coming up at 7:35, the Orioles are throwing a block party, and you're invited for $10. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I wonder if broadcasting is considered a service that would be taxed.
Unless Michael Freeman didn't do the lawyer show, yeah. You can buy on that one.
That's right. All right. 410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up in this hour, the Department of Education is going to be shut down eventually. Activist judges on steroids and what Trump is doing about it. But our top story here today is a guy that loves Hamas. He's here in the United States, and a green card has been kicked out. Well, eventually,
hopefully. Yeah. He's being hung up right now by a judge who's decided that he knows the policy of the United States more effectively than do the people who are running it. The guy's name, of course, is Mahmoud Khalil. He is a pro-Hamas guy. He came to this country on a visa, a student visa, if I recall. He's now a graduate of Columbia University, and he specialized last year in going to Columbia and whipping the crowd into a frenzy with the hope that maybe they go out and hurt some Jewish students. What a swell fella. Marco Rubio says, you know what? With his profile, we didn't have to let him in. And had we known what he was going to do, we wouldn't have.
When you come to the United States as a visitor, which is what a visa is, which is how this individual entered this country, as a visitor's visa, okay, you are here as a visitor. We can deny you that visa. This is not about free speech. This is about people that don't have a right to be in the United States to begin with. No one has a right to a student visa. No one has a right to a green card, by the way.
Yeah, you don't have the right to have that. It is a privilege granted to you by the United States of America and the Department of State, the head of the Department of State, has the ability to say, well, you do not meet our standards. Get the hell out of here.
When you apply for a student visa or any visa to enter the United States, we have a right to deny you for virtually any reason. But I think being a supporter of Hamas and coming into our universities and turning them upside down and being complicit in what are clearly crimes of vandalization, complicit in shutting down learning institutions. If you told us that's what you intended to do when you came to America, we would have never let you in. And if you do it once you get in, we're going to revoke it and kick you out.
But there are those who think that poor, poor Mahmoud Khalil is being picked upon here. Among those who say, you don't pick on poor Mahmoud. Remember David Hogg? Well, the guy now works for the Democrat Party, and he's one of their prime spokespeople.
Today, the Trump administration took one more step on their authoritarian march, detaining Palestinian student and recent graduate of Columbia University, Mahmoud Khalil.
Hell yes!
When ICE agents detained him, he was next to his wife, who's been pregnant for 8 months. And when his lawyers called the ICE agents who were detaining him to ask for a warrant, they literally hung up on his lawyer. This is a blatant violation of the Constitution, this is a blatant violation of our rights, and this is a threat to Americans everywhere.
Really? Really it is? You're sure about that?
Donald Trump is trying to shut down young people and stop us from speaking out. Because he, like all other authoritarians, believe that they have to shut down freedom of speech, freedom of expression, so that they can rule like a king. We need our young people to stand up to Donald Trump because he knows that we are one of the biggest threats against him.
Okay, now, just as a note, Mr. Hogg, the last thing we would want to do would be to shut you up because you are a better advertisement for conservatism than anybody else we could dream of. Because if people associate you with the Democrat Party and your behavior and your policies with the Democrat Party, we're a shoo-in for the next generation.
Yeah, a green card does not give you a green light to intimidate, harass other students on campus, to advocate for the eradication of Western civilization and get in bed with a designated foreign terrorist entity like Hamas.
Yeah. He's handing out flyers with the Hamas symbol on it.
Right.
He's an agent of an organization that has been named a terrorist organization by this country. He doesn't have to be here. He doesn't have the, quote, right to be here. But David Hogg, you keep speaking for the Democrats. We like this stuff. 713 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Sean Casey.
All right, do we have an accident? Northbound I-95 after Powder Mill Road in PG. Left lane is closed there. Normal delays on 695 at the normal spots. JFX, we're looking okay right now. It's heavy and slow southbound at both tunnels and still okay. 97 all the way down through 50 in Annapolis as well. That's a look at traffic weather on the threes. I'm Sean Casey for Chuck Whitaker, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy and a little bit cooler today than yesterday. 55 for the high, 42 overnight. Tomorrow, partly sunny at a high 58. And a chance Saturday and Sunday of a little bit of rain both days. Right now, Aberdeen 40 degrees and Essex has 42 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And time now for the MAGA Movement Update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Liberation Day indeed. And, you look at the ceasefire update, and one of those, of course, now it's being reported by Steve Witkoff that Hamas is willing to sign a 15-year truce if, again, they'll lay down their arms and they'll vacate Gaza. They want to rebuild Gaza, and that'll give somebody the opportunity to go in there, get rid of all those tunnels, and rebuild Gaza, and hopefully they'll never be able to occupy that again.
Yeah.
And the Palestinians will recognize that you can't cast your fate with a terrorist organization. I asked about that yesterday while hosting the British Prime Minister in the Oval Office. President Trump had some harsh words for Chuck U. Schumer.
And Schumer is a Palestinian, as far as I'm concerned. You know, he's become a Palestinian. He used to be Jewish. He's not Jewish anymore. He's a Palestinian. Okay.
I called the P word there. Meanwhile, a reporter tried to shame President Trump into all the federal workers, including the ones at the Department of Education, who are about to be laid off.
And what responsibility do you feel to the civil servants who have now lost their jobs? Many of them worked at the Department of Education during the first term.
Sure, I do. I feel very badly. But many of them don't work at all. Many of them never showed up to work. Many of them never showed up to work, Kelly. And unfortunately, that's not good. And when we cut, you know, we go, and that's what I had a number of meetings with a lot of people over the last couple of months. When we cut, we want to cut, but we want to cut the people that aren't working or not doing a good job. We're keeping the best people. And Linda McMahon is a real professional, very sophisticated business person. And she cut a large number, but she kept the best people.
Yeah, and what they're going to do is they're going to get rid of the dead weight at the Department of Education, and then they're going to decentralize. They're going to move out of that building.
Block grants, man.
And then they're going to go out into the states, and there'll be more of a regional thing, but until the states take everything over 100%, because you don't really need federal oversight over education whatsoever. Let each individual governor and the states decide how they're going to educate their children, because they have a much better chance of being successful than all this money we're throwing at the federal level.
Yeah, one note on this, by the way. People's objection is, well, we have to have standards across the country. Why? We don't really need to have standards all across the country. What we need to have is transparency. So that if you happen to live in the state that's the 50th state in education, it's a mobile society nowadays. You move to the state next door, who's number 17 on the list. You simply move to where the education is at a higher level if that's what you choose.
Irish Prime Minister Michael Martin was visiting the Oval Office yesterday, and Donald Trump had an interesting question for the Irish Prime Minister.
Ireland is known for very happy, fun-loving people, great attitude, many in this room right now that I've met. Why in the world would you let Rosie O'Donnell move to Ireland? I think she's going to lower your happiness level.
That's true. Thank you. I like that question.
Mr. Prime Minister, are you expecting?
Do you know who she is?
Yeah.
I'm joking.
You better off not knowing.
President Trump, I'm so vague.
Yeah, she announced on TikTok, I think, on social media the other day, that she's now fled the country to live in Ireland, and now she's applying for Irish citizenship as well. Good news on inflation. The consumer price index increased by 0.2% for the month, and bringing the annual inflation rate to 2.8%. That's a slowdown from January, and prices had gone up by a half a point. So already on inflation, the prices, the inflation rate's coming down. Gas prices coming down, and good news from Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins yesterday.
We're more focused on how we bring the price of eggs down and the avian bird flu for everyone. A good piece of news we just got in the last day or two is that the average cost of a dozen eggs has now gone down $1.85 since we announced our plan about a week and a half ago on February the 26th. So, listen, we're going into Easter season. This is always the highest price for eggs.
Yeah, now it's down to $2. It went down 15 cents since she made that statement. EPA launched the biggest deregulatory action in U.S. history. The director, Lee Zeldin, rolling out 31 groundbreaking action to save Americans money.
It's the most significant, biggest deregulatory action in the history of the country. Trillions of dollars.
Trillions. Yeah. We're talking about saving. Dr. Peter Navarro says it's a 3D attack on the economy, that strategy that the Trump administration is deploying.
We have what I call a 3D attack on inflation, which is the deregulation. It's the drill, baby, drill, getting those oil prices down. And then the new part of it, the 2.0 part, is the DOGE, the aggressive attack on waste, fraud, and abuse.
And finally, FBI Director Kash Patel has turned over the first batch of explosive J6 pipe bomb documents to House Republicans. We're waiting for Speaker Johnson to somehow energize or authorize the J6 committee to get working, because we need to get to the truth on what happened that day, because it has been kept from us for a long, long time now. Day 53 of the Golden Age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way, because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, still to come, more on kicking the Hamas protester out of the country. And coming up after the 7:30 news, what President Trump is doing regarding these activist judges on steroids that are trying to block his agenda.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Grandma's coming! Grandma!
I know. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers. Free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Have a Conowigo. Great email. Help me understand, guys. The Biden administration illegally raided the homes, terrorized families, and arrested J6ers, with many having done nothing more than stand outside the Capitol building or just be tagged by their telephone as being in D.C. on Jan 6. And the Dems cheered all of it. But those same Democrats are now screaming about the supposed rights of a green card holder who's riling up people to harass Jewish students and wants to destroy our way of life. Question mark. Yeah. Just another example of how the Dems care more about the foreign population than they do about the American population.
And especially ones who want to eradicate Western civilization.
Yeah. 7:23 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, it's Sean Casey.
All right, ladies, we got some more fender benders to share with you. Northbound 895 north of Moravia Road. Be on the lookout for that. Also, pairing Parkway at Putty Hill Road, there is an accident on scene there. We're still cleaning up an accident northbound I-95 after Powder Mill Road. So it's almost, the slowdown is almost all the way back to the Capitol Beltway as well. So if you're heading over to the D.C. area, that is a probable area for you this morning. For Chuck Whitaker, I'm Sean Casey. Traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mahmoud Khalil is on everybody's tongue, or so it seems. It happened again yesterday in the daily press briefing. Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary for the United States of America president, she was up there in the podium and said, look, on this guy, why was he here in the first place? Did he accomplish what he needed to accomplish educationally? If he did, go home, sport.
Mahmoud Khalil was an individual who was given the privilege of coming to this country to study at one of our nation's finest universities and colleges. And he took advantage of that opportunity, of that privilege, by siding with terrorists, Hamas terrorists who have killed innocent men, women, and children. This is an individual who organized group protests that not only disrupted college campus classes and harassed Jewish American students and made them feel unsafe on their own college campus, but also distributed pro-Hamas propaganda, flyers with the logo of Hamas. That is what the behavior and activity that this individual engaged in.
Yeah, and remember, in the U.S. code, you cannot come into this country if you are in sympathy with or a member of a terrorist organization. And Hamas has been named a terrorist organization by the government of the United States. This guy had no business being here, if those were his points of view. So he came here kind of as a beard, and the kind of guy you have go pick up your money at the racetrack when you win. And now, of course, his true colors are out. And now that his true colors are out, the Democrats are liking him a whole lot, which is odd, isn't it? And the Republicans say, if you don't like it here, sport, leave.
This administration is not going to tolerate individuals having the privilege of studying in our country and then siding with pro-terrorist organizations that have killed Americans. We have a zero-tolerance policy for siding with terrorists, period.
No,
to the woman in the purple, because I saw you were making a face at my previous answer. So what's going on?
Yeah, so, there you go.
At the core of pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses and elsewhere is a demand to end the war in Gaza.
Yeah, and of course, the question that grew out of that was, so this guy wants that, so he agrees with you guys, so why are you kicking him out? Well, the answer is he's called for the destruction of Western civilization. He's called for violent action against people who are in this country legally or who are citizens of this country. He is an anti-Semite who wants Jews slaughtered. I mean, how many reasons do you need to give? And this woman had been sitting kind of with this look on her face like, oh, really, Caroline, you're going to lecture me on this because I'm a smarty pants. What do you know? One of the guys I like most in the Senate is John Kennedy. I love his way of using language. For example,
Mr. Khalil hates America. You know, if you're not happy where you are, move. You're not a tree. Secretary Rubio is going to help him move.
Which is awfully nice of Secretary Rubio to say, yeah, I'll bring your six pack. we'll help you move.
And this brings to the question, what are these people doing here?
Yeah.
If you want to eradicate Western civilization, if you hate Western civilization, if you think we're a bunch of kafirs or lying infidels, why are you here? Why are you being educated in our schools, in our universities? Because it's all about trying to destroy this country. And Kennedy's right. They hate America. They want to destroy this country. So why should we accommodate any of these individuals that are over here on a student visa? It should be automatic ejection.
Well, of course, from the university point of view, Sean, they like this because that individual is going to pay full freight for their education. No scholarships there, no discounts for in-state students there.
Then fine, you pull all federal funding from that school, which they did in Columbia.
Yep.
$400 million gone. immediately.
Yeah.
Do you know how many criminal illegal aliens we've rounded up so far? Because the media won't talk about it. What the media does, they find stories that tug on your heartstrings. You know, like the rare, like the child with brain cancer that is being deported with her family. That's the one they focus on. 32,000.
So far.
Criminal. Illegal aliens. 32,000. So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Before we get to the rest of it. Let's take a phone call here from Steve in Moncton.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
You're talking about the Department of Education being sent back to the state. Our bobblehead governor can't even handle what we have now. We don't need any more on his plate. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, and there are going to be states like us here in Maryland or California or some of the bluer states where that's going to be an exercise in futility. But again, when they start losing that federal funding for biological males competing in women's sports, for any number of things, then when you cut off the goose that laid the golden egg, maybe they'll get the message.
And that's the other point. Maryland has put all her eggs in one basket predominantly as far as government employees.
Yes, they have.
That's the problem.
That's what happens when you don't diversify and have a strong private sector. And what they've done is they've declared war on the private sector economy with this business-to-business tax. Steve, that's a great point.
Yeah, the point, they figure they can get away with it because of the large federal population here. Well, as the federal population has moved out of Washington, D.C., thus out of Montgomery County and Prince George's County, and all the lobbyists who work for these various organizations are also moved out, that's going to change the demographic of this country substantially.
Don't forget the Best of the Morning Drive. Available each every day, WCBM.com, and our Rumble page, brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. Time for headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Maryland's freshman U.S. Senator Angela Alsobrooks has introduced her first bill in Congress. The Tariff Transparency Act requires the U.S. International Trade Commission to conduct an investigation on the impact of terrorists and the threat of the terrorists on imports from Mexico and Canada. She says the Trump administration knows that the tariffs on allies will raise prices for consumers, spike inflation, and harm American small business. She says that if they disagree, now is the time for them to, quote, prove it. The state is expanding eligibility for the Maryland Infants and Toddlers Program to include infants weighing less than 3.5 pounds. Officials say raising a birth weight threshold is a clear step forward in Maryland's commitment to assuring that every child receives the support they need. Nearly 50% of infants with birth weights between 2.5 and 3 pounds who are not born with another qualifying medical condition end up with a developmental delay or atypical development by age 3. Medical experts say with the expanded eligibility, an additional 400 children a year can benefit from earlier access to those services. The family of the Baltimore DPW worker who suffered a heat-related death, reacting to the latest report from the city's inspector general, family attorney Thiru Vignaraja says the loved ones of Ronald Silver II say that the report shows that his life was cut short due to years of negligence by the DPW. Arundel County Police are looking for the suspects who robbed two people near an ATM on Nursery Road. A woman had just withdrawn money, was heading back to her car Tuesday night. A red sedan pulled up. Two suspects hopped out with knives. One suspect robbed the woman. The other robbed a passenger in her car. It's 7:32 on WCBM next. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years as an offensive lineman battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Pick three and lottery number 874. Your pick four was 9438. And now it's 7:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Sean Casey.
All right, the latest on your traffic and weather on the threes, thanks to Chuck Whitaker, as we're still having some fallout from that accident. Northbound 895 right after Moravia Road. Several vehicles are involved there. Still clearing up from that accident, Perrin Parkway at Putty Hill Road. And more accidents and delays. Northbound I-95 after Powder Mill Road in Prince George's County. That left lane there is completely blocked, so it's going to take you a while to merge over. Usual heavy volume and slowing on our loop of 695. Things are looking okay through Annapolis. JFX, all right at the moment. That's a look at traffic weather on the threes. For Chuck Whitaker, I'm Sean Casey. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy and cooler for us here today with a few peaks of afternoon sun, mid-50s, low 40s tonight. Cloudy and cool again tomorrow with a little more sunshine mixing in for the afternoon. Highs upper 50s. Chance of showers on Saturday near 70. More rain for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Big defensive tackle Michael Pierce is a Raven no more.
After nine seasons, after much prayer, talking to my family, just going through the grind, man, and just being satisfied where I am, looking forward to doing other things in life, I just decided to call it a career. So.
The veteran defensive tackle announcing his retirement yesterday on the Sports Spectrum podcast, hosted by former Bears running back Matt Forte, one of the most jovial men you'll ever meet, Big Michael Pierce. You will be missed. Meanwhile, in search of special team help and inside linebacker help as well, because the team has already lost Malik Harrison and Chris Board, the Ravens signing Jake Hummel yesterday to a one-year deal. You may not know the name, but you may remember this play.
Oh! Last year it's blocked. Look at this. It's sitting on the ground. Can the Rams pick it up? They do, and they're going to score. It's Hunter Long for six.
That was a big block punt by Jake Hummel against the Bills last year in a key game. The punt was recovered by Hunter Long, but it was blocked by Hummel. He'll be coming to Baltimore on a one-year deal. O's in Dunedin, Florida today, tangling with the Blue Jays at 1:07 p.m. Cade Povich will make his third spring training start, looking to crack the rotation now with Grayson Rodriguez out for a while. Here was Brandon Hyde after Povich's last start against the Pirates.
That was really encouraging. He's been throwing the ball really well in camp. The changeup, it's come a long way through a lot of really good ones today. So really happy with the life to his fastball. Good changeups behind, especially to right-handed hitters.
Povich, two starts in the spring, five innings pitch, one hit, one walk, no runs, seven strikeouts. Meanwhile, the Orioles announcing yesterday they're throwing a block party at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. It'll be Saturday on March 29th. Rally towel giveaway, autograph sessions with Orioles alumni, including Boog, Bordick, Bumbry, Orsalak, Dave Johnson, Larry Sheets, Mr. Splash will be there, and of course ketchup and mustard. No word on if relish will make an appearance. And so there's only one thing that you can say at this point. Absolutely true. Oh, by the way, it's $10. Orioles.com/blockparty is how to get information. And finally, the move to expand the NCAA men's basketball tournament to 76 teams is heating up. Big 12 Commissioner Brent Yormark is now on record as in favor and believes the decision could come in the next few months and could come to fruition beginning next year. This year's tournament begins 1 week from today. The time now is 7:36 when we return on this date in baseball history.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I actually think it's about time the Orioles did something like this, to be honest with you. I mean, they did away with the Fan Fest about 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. This kind of smacks of the Fan Fest.
Right.
And it's right, you know, in the beginning of the season. Oriole game will be in Toronto that day. They'll have it up on the big board. So I think it's a great idea. You know, I was trying to think, and I tried to look back. I couldn't find it. Oriole Fan Fest, was that free? Like, I don't think it was free back in the day.
I think it was. It may have started out as free.
Okay.
But then they started with a nominal charge.
Right. Be interested to see if any listeners know about that, because I'm not sure. Anyway,
by by the way, just as a note, my wife and I are having a party a week from Saturday. Could you and your spouse come?
How much is it?
It's $7 each.
Yeah. Is there like a discount for broadcasters or anything?
That's if $7. You show up with orange on orange, you get in for free.
That's right.
Speaking of uniforms, can I just tell you this real quick? Please. On this date in baseball history, 65 years ago, 1960, a radical change happened in uniforms of Major League Baseball.
They started wearing pants.
They had been wearing pants.
Done with the wool uniforms?
Bill Veeck put names on the back of the uniform for the first time. The only team that doesn't have it now?
The Yankees.
The Yankees, right. Only player that's ever had his first name on the back of the jersey?
Oh, I don't know that one.
Ichiro.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
Very good. All right. Yeah. He's a font of knowledge this morning.
Font.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:38. 22 minutes now before the hour.
Helvetica, by the way, is the font.
All right. So let me just read you some headlines here. Biden judge shreds DOJ lawyers, demands Secretary Hegseth issue written retraction over transgender troops ban. Okay, as a judge. Biden judge rules Trump firing a member of the labor board unlawful. Radical judge Tanya Chutkan allows state's attorneys general to unveil the names of DOJ employees. Because they're doxing DOJ employees and now they're trying to intimidate and harass them. But here's one I think takes the cake. Because I think overall there have been at least 17 to perhaps two dozen instances where activist judges, district judges, have used injunctions to try to stop or slow the Trump agenda. And it's getting out of hand. Obama judge Beryl Howell sided with the lawfare firm Perkins Coie, linked to Hillary Clinton and the bogus Russia dossier, dirty dossier, blocking part of Trump's executive order, pulling security clearances from the law firm, and removing the FBI workstation from inside this law firm, which is a conduit directly to Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. So finally, Trump said, that's it. I've had enough. We'll tell you what he did in just a second. But here's Harriet Hageman testifying recently, the congresswoman from Wyoming who absolutely pounced and trounced on Liz Cheney, talking about Article 2 of our Constitution.
Article 2 of the Constitution states that the executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America. In other words, it is the president that defines the executive branch. When you read this language, it says that no court may take over that role. No court may define or limit the scope of the duties of an official of the executive office of the president, the people who work in the executive office. I think that what your amendment does is a violation of separation of powers, and it's a violation of Article 2 of the Constitution.
She's right. Look it up. It's called the vesting clause. Article 2, all the power in the executive branch rests with the executive. And that would be Donald Trump. So the question here is now Trump signs an executive order stating that he is going to ignore these activist judges until this thing is adjudicated properly at the Supreme Court, as he should.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the premise. This is with all these precedents that they're setting, the premise is Trump has to commit troops, let's say, to Iran to stop the threat of nuclear war or to stop an attack on Israel or an attack on the United States. And an activist judge in a district court in Hawaii puts an injunction to stop the movement of those troops. It could happen. And it will happen if they're not smacked down. These activist judges, if they want to make a ruling that applies to their district and their district only, okay, until it's fought out in the courts. But nationwide injunctions, even Justice Clarence Thomas, recently in dissent in one of these cases, said this cannot be allowed to stand. So what's going to happen is Trump is going to have to ignore one of these judges. And I think the Perkins Coie one is a good one.
Yeah.
Use that as your precedent. Ignore it. ignore this activist judge, and then they'll try to do something in the courts, and then it's going to the Supreme Court's have to going to come in and act on it.
Well, other administrations have done pretty much the same thing. I mean, go ahead and ignore it, and yeah, they'll challenge you, and sooner or later it gets to the Supreme Court. When it gets there, you do have to pay attention to what they have to say.
Right.
But there's no sense in having a district court somewhere in the country being able to determine whether or not an organization, outside organization, has a security clearance. Unless we're going to say, well, you know what? A district judge, like in Hawaii, can determine what troop deployments are. No Hawaiian troops can be deployed in Germany. That's going to be a rule from now on. Some district judge could say that.
Yeah.
So do we have to behave that way as well?
Yeah. It's a good point and a legal precedent, but this is what the Democrats do to try to slow down and thwart the Trump agenda.
743, Talk Radio 680, WCBM in traffic. You may have to slow down as well, sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, whose voice is a bit tender still today. It's Sean Casey.
Yeah, we do need a contestant, by the way, for Choose Your Fate.
Oh, that's right, man.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Meanwhile, out on the highways and byways this morning, an accident southbound I-83 Mount Carmel Road is slowing at the scene there. We're still in accident cleanup phase. Northbound 895 after Moravia Road. Southbound tunnels backed up, which is normal. They need something there. Nothing major on 695. Earlier accident on northbound I-95 Prince George's County Powder Mill Road is still in cleanup mode as well. For Chuck Whitaker, I'm Sean Casey. Traffic weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy, cooler today and a high only around 55 degrees. 42 overnight tonight. For tomorrow, partly sunny and a high 58. For the weekend, a bit of rain both Saturday and Sunday is at least a possibility. So be aware of that. Going into not a tremendous weekend. Baltimore 42 degrees right now. Ellicott City has 41. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And do we have one? Yeah, we do, I believe.
Yeah, we do.
Yep,
it's time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner today. Up for grabs, we have a WCBM 100th Anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug to accompany that T-shirt. If you correctly identify the fake news story, our contestant this morning, Amy, is in Woodlawn. Good morning,
hey, Amy. Good morning.
You want to go first, second, or last this morning?
Last.
All right, good luck to you. Here are your stories. Story one, a disgruntled leftist spray-painted Long Live Ukraine and accidentally lit himself on fire when he torched three Tesla Chargers in South Carolina. The angry Trump hater lit the clothes on his back on fire after hurling incendiary devices at the Tesla charging stations. Story two, an embalmer in Houston was arrested and charged with abuse of a corpse this week after allegedly castrating a dead sex offender, stabbing him twice, and shoving his severed genitals down his throat.
I thought that was standard practice.
Story three, a trans woman, biological male, identifying as a woman, is suing Finnegan's Bar in Boston for refusing to serve him discounted drinks during ladies' night at the bar. The Massachusetts Human Rights Council has received the complaint and has joined the lawsuit as a plaintiff. All right, story one, disgruntled Trump's hater lights himself on fire while torching Tesla. Story two, Texas embalmer mutilates sex offender corpse. Or story three, the biological male identifying as a woman suing over ladies' night. We'll start with Kristen.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. Well, I definitely think the Ukrainian protester and the Tesla thing, that sounds true, exactly what they would do. And, I think there could be some Boston bartenders that would say no to a trainee trying to get cheaper drinks or free drinks. I'm going to say number two. That's a horrible story.
I think Kristen goes for story number two. Bruce?
I kind of hope story two is true. I'm going to guess that's true. Story number three is true. The South Carolina slow burn, I think, is fake news.
All right, Bruce goes for story number one. Amy, what are you thinking?
Oh, this is a hard one. These are really good stories. I'm going to say story number two is fake news.
All right. Amy goes with Kristen. Story number two. Story number three, the biological male suing the bar over the Ladies' Night. Yep. That is our fake news story.
No kidding.
Of the day. Sorry about that,
Amy. Both true.
Thanks.
Son of a gun.
For listening and playing the game. Yeah, both of those are true.
We did well, Kristen.
Yeah.
We did
well. Even if we won, Chuck would just say nobody won. Right? Right. Yeah. If he didn't win, nobody won, apparently.
Good point. Gene and Towson.
Morning, Gene. Hi, Gene.
No, nope, Gene is gone.
Gene's gone. John's in Glen Burnie. John, good morning.
Just going back a little bit, but you asked about what that protester was doing in the United States. The Muslim Hamas is an offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood, mm-hmm. and they publicly declared that they have a 100-year plan to destroy the West.
Right.
So this is part to infiltrate and immigrate to the West and to destroy us from within.
Exactly.
That is a 100-year goal, so they have a long-term goal.
And that's why they're persona non grata.
Doing here.
Right, and Trump is now signing. Hi, John, you apparently can't hear me. I'm saying Trump has just signed an executive order banning some from traveling from jihadi countries once again. So that's the new executive order. And anybody as part of the Muslim Brotherhood, which was one of Dutch Ruppersberger's favorites, that is, they should be banned as well. Chuck is in Towson.
Morning, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yes, sir.
Gary Stein just brought up Bill Veeck in his sports segment.
Right.
And I don't know if you knew this story or not, but when Bill Veeck died, the Sun did a big spread on him. One of the things about Bill Veeck was he used to take the sports writers out for drinks, and he would pay the tab for everything, and you didn't interrupt him. You just let him talk. They all got their material for their columns, and he picked up the tab. Well, on one particular outing, one of the sports writers threw a 20 in the middle of the pot while he was telling his story, and they all looked at each other knowing that was a breach of protocol. And he didn't miss a beat telling the story. He just picked up the 20 and tore it into shreds, and that sports writer was my dad.
Oh, is that right? How about that?
Hugh Trader Jr. wrote Sports a la carte for the News Post at the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a cool story.
That is a great story. Chuck, thanks for sharing it with us here this morning. Appreciate that. Good to hear that. Love the local stories as well. All right, still to come here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, the Department of Education shutdown. Top of the hour, Democrats grilling BGE over rate hikes that they caused. And a little bit later on, J6er Jake Lang joins us to talk about his political future. It's a 7:50. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting, our job is your satisfaction.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America's the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
752, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Great piece by Terry Paulson in Town Hall today, by the way. Donald Trump reclaiming the founder's American dream. It's interesting because we have a country here that runs by a set of rules the founders would not recognize. That under the Democrats, we've moved so far from what the founders' vision for this country has been. The two questions, first of all, are we okay with that, which I am not? And secondly, what do we do to get it back? Paul says a good piece on it.
Yeah, and the one thing I just, in going back and reading through our founding documents and with the Federalist Papers, etc., is that why they did not provide for a balanced budget. Why they didn't require that the United States government live within its means. Because we've had national debts.
Yeah.
I mean, they've, for the first 200 years we talked about earlier this morning, the debt was about $2.4 trillion for 200 years. Now we're doing that every year since 1987, pretty much. And it just, it seems like when you go into debt, you incur problems. And that is something that I'm shocked that they didn't recognize that fact, because we went into debt to pay for the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, and World War One and World War Two.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So and Civil War as well. We had an income tax that was put in for the Civil War, but we got rid of that one after it was paid for.
7:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM traffic on the threes all morning long. Feel bad for Chuck. His voice gets a little bit shaky for the second day in a row.
Yeah.
Sean Casey's here.
But I'm happy to report that Debbie right now is the happiest woman on the planet.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. So
husband can't talk.
Fender Bender southbound I-83 at Mount Carmel Road, slowing at the scene there. We're now still cleaning up an accident scene. Northbound 895, just north of Moravia Road. Southbound tunnels have the normal delays here. And this just in, an accident. Outer loop, Capitol Beltway at the American Legion Bridge. That's causing a big, very big delays all the way through the that part of the Capitol Beltway here this morning. For Chuck Whitaker, I'm Sean Casey. Traffic weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Cloudy. Cooler today, a high 55 degrees, 42 overnight. Tomorrow's high around 58, partly sunny. Right now, Hunt Valley has 43 degrees. Ocean City, 45, if you're heading over, by the way. Middle River, 42. On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, one of the cabinet positions that was filled by Donald Trump, of course, was the Secretary of Education. And I remember pretty clearly his instructions to Linda McMahon when she took the job.
Linda, I hope you do a great job and put yourself out of a job. I want her to put herself out of a job. Education Department.
Wants to put the Education Department out of a job. Well, they took a big step in that direction in the last 24 to 48 hours, and that is they shuttered the doors. They locked them all. They told everybody, y'all go home, and those we choose to have return next Thursday, I believe it is, we'll let you know. And if you don't get the email saying, come on back, you can figure it and come back, pick up your belongings, and get the hell out of here. She says, look, the trick for her is to take the first step here and see where it leads. Laura Ingram was talking with her and said, is this actually the first step toward doing away with the department?
Is this the first step on the road to a total shutdown?
Yes. Actually, it is, because that was the president's mandate, his directive to me. Clearly is to shut down the Department of Education, which we know we'll have to work with Congress, you know, to get that accomplished. But what we did was to take the first step of eliminating what I think is bureaucratic bloat.
Yeah, there's a lot of bureaucratic bloat. She's talking about only around half of those individuals who went home are going to be coming back. So that indicates that, in her estimation, the amount of bureaucratic bloat is a substantial part of it is to retask the money coming from the federal government for education. And that is to move this all out into the field, basically, and return the money to the states, probably in the form of some kind of block grant. For her purposes, looking at where education should be going, the department should be going from this point forward, yes, to determine who's worth keeping and who's not.
We wanted to make sure that we kept all of the right people, the good people, to make sure that the outward-facing programs, the grants, the appropriations that come from Congress, all of that are being met, and none of that's going to fall through the cracks.
Now, there are those, you know, who are just livid about this. The teachers' union, of course, is, they're all up in arms because Donald Trump now hates education. And of course, that's not the situation at all. It's exactly opposite of that. He cares about education. You know, before we had, Sean, interesting note, before we had a Department of Education, we were number one.
Yep.
In virtually every category of education of all the developed countries in the world. We're now that we have it, I think we're now number 34. So the
it depends on what overall or what subject. I mean, it depends. Yeah.
And so the question is, well, it's not that we can say, look how well it's worked. It's a failure on a qualitative basis. It has not gotten the job done. So you've tried it. It doesn't work. Go back to what you were doing before that actually worked well. So McMahon says, well, we're going to keep the good people and get rid of the bad people.
When people left, they got their notification to take their laptops and their phones home with them, and we didn't want part of the people who were being permanently let go, and those who are remaining to some of them show up to work tomorrow morning. Those that are coming back will know that they'll be coming back on Thursday.
Yeah, so in other words, you guys better read your emails very carefully. They'll let you know between now and Thursday whether or not you actually have a job. And I hope that your resumes are all up to date. She says, look, take a look at the problem here. The problem, this is not a political issue. This is an education issue. Take a look at our students and the quality of education they are not getting.
Well, I'll tell you, it's unbelievable. And when you think about high school seniors that are graduating, only 30% of them are reading proficiently. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't read words. They can't read cognitively. You're learning to read up until the end of third grade. Then you're reading to learn. And if you can't read after the end of third grade, you're going to be behind in your reading. And so that's what we have to focus on.
Yeah, and think, Sean, about the number of students in the Baltimore City school system who simply do not meet either the fourth grade or the eighth grade qualification levels.
Right. Now we're going to spend, $40 billion over the next 12 years here with money that we don't have, can't afford, on what? Hiring more teachers to teach what? To teach a curriculum that's failing the children of Maryland. Yeah. You know, you look at the city schools, and you look at the PG County schools. Yeah, there's some school districts that are performing okay, maybe Howard County, Carroll County, Montgomery County, but again, they're not, when you look at these national scores, they're nowhere near where they should be. And the answer for most Democrats, like it has been on the war on poverty, which we threw $22 trillion at and failed. The education, we've thrown all sorts of money at it and failed. Even our military, with the exception of Operation Desert Storm, which I think is the last war we actually did win, what are we getting for our money in all of this? It just goes at a central statist government is a formula for epidemic failure.
Yeah, it is sad to see what's happened to education in this country. And of course, in my view, it all starts with mom and dad. If they don't care about education, their kids aren't going to care about it either.
Coming up next, the BGE and the Crosshairs.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Aiming to save trillions of dollars, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin declaring war on regulatory red tape.
Today, the Green New Scam ends as the EPA does its part to usher in the golden age of American success.
Zeldin taking to X to spread the word.
Wednesday, he announced nearly three dozen actions he says will spur the U.S. economy by rolling back rules that have unfairly burdened industry. Many would affect landmark environmental regulations aimed at protecting clean air and water. They include rules on pollution from coal-fired power plants, climate change, and electric vehicles. Zeldin says the actions will eliminate trillions of dollars in regulatory costs and what he calls hidden taxes on families, reducing prices for buying a car, heating your home, and operating a business. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Senate Democrats may shut down the government tomorrow night.
A continuing resolution has passed in the House, but
Republicans do not have the votes in the Senate to invoke cloture on the House CR.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and others in the party say the bill had no input from Democrats. Texas Republican John Cornyn says Democrats talk a good game.
So I find it interesting that so many of them in the House cast a vote that would put thousands, even hundreds of thousands of federal workers out of work which is what results when the government shuts down.
The shutdown deadline is midnight tomorrow. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Kremlin officials say a proposed 30-day ceasefire in the Ukraine war would only help Kiev by giving its military a break. However, Russian President Putin has yet to announce his decision on that proposed truce brokered by the U.S. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 95 points. NASDAQ futures off 100 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
8:03 on Talk Radio 680 and WCBM traffic weather on the threes. We decided to jettison Sean Casey as our traffic reporter because we've taken a step forward, folks, and a step up. Chuck Whitaker, how's the voice?
Well, I wish I could say that, but we'll do the best we can. The reason I came over, we have so much stuff to talk about. Northbound 895 is closed in the express lanes right at the city-county line. If you're coming north, you'll have to take the regular lanes, go up to the Beltway, and then beyond that. So that's 895 north. Not a big backup there. Southbound 83, the wreck of Middletown Road, clear to the shoulder. Delays are still there. New wreck, Capitol Beltway, Outer Loop, American Legion Bridge, three left-hand lanes are blocked. It's backed up all the way back past 270. It's backed up to Route 29. They're still working on the wreck 95 north after Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll get through it on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy and cooler for us here today with a few peaks of afternoon sun, mid-50s, low 40s tonight. Cloudy and cool again tomorrow with a little more sunshine mixing in for the afternoon, highs upper 50s. Chance of showers on Saturday near 70, more rain for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Middle River has 42 degrees. Hunt Valley has 43. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. The family of a Baltimore DPW worker who suffered that heat-related death is reacting to the latest report from the city's inspector general. Family attorney Thierry Vignaraja says the loved ones of Ronald Silver II say the report shows that his life was cut short due to years of negligence by the DPW. Anne Arundel County Police looking for the suspects who robbed two people near an ATM on Nursery Road. A woman had just withdrawn money, was heading back to her car on Tuesday night when a red sedan pulled up. Two suspects with knives hopped out. The suspect robbed the woman. A second suspect robbed the passenger in her car. Suspects took off. Anyone with information asked to please call the police. Maryland State Police across the entire state will be out in force over the St. Patrick's Day weekend. Troopers will be on the lookout for impaired, distracted, aggressive, and speeding drivers with a focus on I-81 and I-70. It's 8:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. WCBM's Stein on Sports is next.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. You can probably start a good discussion or maybe an argument or even a fight if you ask someone to give America an identity in an attempt to describe it. I'm sure it would depend on to whom you were speaking, but according to the history books, at least the ones that haven't been rewritten, as well as most of flyover country, America is a civilization of Judeo-Christian ethos and essence. Many may not know what that really means, but in addition to the obvious acknowledgement of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as well as the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it has supplied our nation with a set of moral and philosophic principles regarding economic, social, personal, and political life. From it, we learn a personal responsibility. humility, liberty, a good work ethic, individualism, and an understanding of what is right from what is wrong. Pretty good identity, wouldn't you say? One which any group of Americans should be able to find acceptable. This is Pastor David Lewis at Today's Moment of Truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds and Blue Jays this afternoon from Dunedin, Florida, with Kate Povich taking the hill for Baltimore at 1:07 p.m. The slim man with a stellar spring so far in limited action. Here's manager Brendan Hyde after his last start against the Pirates on the 1st of March.
That was really encouraging. He's been throwing the ball really well in camp. The changeup, it's come a long way through a lot of really good ones today. So,
man, the sounds you hear behind the press conferences in spring training are unbelievable. Povich's numbers looking good. 5 innings pitched, 1 hit, no runs, 7 strikeouts. Orioles pounded yesterday 13-5 by the Braves. A 9-run 5th, mostly coming against reliever Logan Reinhart. 4 of the runs were unearned. Ravens news, defensive tackle Michael Pierce parting from the Ravens after 9 seasons, announcing his retirement from the game yesterday. Meanwhile, the team extending a $3.3 million tender to Ardarius Washington, re-signing Tylan Wallace and releasing safety Marcus Williams. Maryland men's basketball leaves for Indianapolis today, and the Big Ten tournament, they'll take on the winner of Iowa-Illinois tomorrow night. Head coach Kevin Willard was on Terp Talk the other night with Johnny Holiday, saying one of the keys for the teams this season.
Really happy with the way this team figured out how to win on the road. That was kind of key, is with a new team every year. Some teams learn faster, some teams take a little time. And
after starting 0-4 on the road, the Terps won 5 of their last 6. Coming up at 8:35, what the Steelers are doing in Pittsburgh. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM. WCBM.com on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3 on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, more on the Doge cuts. Jay Sixer Jake Lang reveals his political ambitions. And our top story here today, it was not a good day for the Democrats on Indianapolis yesterday at the Maryland General Insane Asylum.
Yeah.
Both the business-to-business hearing and the BGE rate hikes hearing were going on simultaneously, and it just was not a good day. First up, the B2B. Again, the crowd, the gallery there, they were in good vocal opposition. Of course, Delegate David Moon, he was trying to scramble for what his bill did or didn't do, and he was getting hammered by his fellow Democrats, Republicans, and business people like McCormick's. Listen to this. This is a clip from McCormick Spice. Paul Nolan is in charge of, I think, their taxes and so on and so forth, and evaluating, all the money's coming in and out of McCormick Spice. Listen to what he testified yesterday.
This is the wrong tax at the wrong time. We're a global business. We're in 40 countries. We're competing globally against, competitors in Singapore. And so why do we have a global headquarters in Maryland? Well, we grew up here and we like the state. At the same time, we have to look at our costs. We work for our shareholders, and our employees are a lot of our shareholders too. And so we would take a very careful look, and we'd have to say, on the increment, does it make sense to have this extra cost just to be here? Any element of our business that's not related to actually the physical plants could be moved.
So are you listening? McCormick Spice is talking about, we may have to move. We may have to leave the state of Maryland. I mean, you progressive Marxists aren't going to be happy until you chase everybody out. And then you only have yourselves to pay the taxes. Just unbelievable. They're so tone deaf in Annapolis. And then on the this is amazing to me as well, on the BGE rate hikes, and BGE has a role, but so does the PSC, but it's largely due to Democrat progressive Marxist policies. They were having energy spikes, and again, electricity rates are going through the roof. Here's a BGE representative yesterday as to why they need to up the distribution charge.
As we have replaced the aged pipeline, the cast iron and bare steel, there is not a company in Maryland that has had more to replace than we have had to replace. And so there are expenses that go with that that are reflected in our bill.
But in 2023, the Public Service Commission approved a rate increase for BGE over 3 years, about over $400 million. And BG said it was necessary to cover continued investments in electric and gas distribution in order to sustain safe and reliable service. But Delegate C.T. Wilson says we got a summer rate increase coming, and there's another rate increase coming next year.
It's almost like you're telling us it was bad, but it's going to get worse.
Yeah, it is going to get worse. It's going to get much worse here in the state of Maryland. That's why all of a sudden you got Democrats scrambling. You know, like Zeke Cohen, the Baltimore City Council president.
We support BGE being able to rebuild their pipes. But what we have argued is that these multi-year rate hikes are absolutely outrageous, that they go far beyond what BGE needs to maintain safety.
To my knowledge, Governor Moore appoints four out of the five Public Service Commission members. Four out of five. We've heard that before. Was it four out of five dentists?
Yep.
Agree?
Yep. Or the doctors on smoking.
Four out of five Governor Moore appointees agreed that BGE should be able to up their distribution rates. And again, Democrats with their Climate Control Solutions Act of 2022, their green nonsense, and the war on fossil fuel are directly a result. We got more on this coming up in just a second.
813, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Shall we try him again?
Yes.
Because he sounded so good the last time.
Debbie was enjoying silence for the longest time.
Yeah, well.
Sorry. You like silence now?
Sorry, Deb. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is with at least 13% of his voice. Chuck Whitaker.
Better than zero.
Well, the upward trend is amazing.
Ooh. Outer Loop, Capitol Beltway, big delays. Wreck is in the two left-hand lanes. American Legion Bridge starts there with the backup, goes back to 270, and then the Capitol Beltway all the way back to New Hampshire Avenue. At least an hour delay for in the tail end of that. And then the northbound side, hang on a second. The northbound side is backed up as well out of Northern Virginia with at least a mile backup coming up to the scene. The wreck on 83, Middletown Road, off to the shoulder now. Still a bit slow there. The express lanes are still closed, leaving the city. 895 north at the city-county line. When you get there, you have to stay to the right. Pick up 95 northbound from there, heading out to the Beltway, and then all the normal delays still there at both the tunnels on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, I'm torn. I don't know whether you sound more like Red Fox or Mom's Mabley.
Thank you. Love you guys. You know that.
We love you too.
I feel like I got a nail in my throat.
Yeah, just don't.
It's okay.
Don't overdo it.
There's so much stuff that's going on. I said, I got to get in here and spell this out.
Yeah. All right, we appreciate it.
You were really concerned that Shaw was sounding that good, really? Yeah.
I was, really.
Yeah.
I thought, how jealous am I?
I know.
I listened. I sneaked in and I listened on the comrades.
We
appreciate it. Yeah. Chuck is, he's been working behind the scenes now. He's stepping up. He's playing hurt, as we say in football.
Beware of the hurt golfer.
Yeah, exactly. All right. See you in a couple. Save that voice.
Okay, thanks.
Weather Channel is mostly cloudy, cooler today, about 56 for the high. Tonight, low 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 58. Chance for rain on Saturday and Sunday. It's cloudy and 42 in the city. 43 in Annapolis, and time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Talk Radio 680, it's 8:16. Time once again to figure out exactly which lefty has lost it. Boy, this one's a delight, folks, because this is finally somebody on the left who is following through on something that any number of the people on the left have promised to do. I guess you're all going to wait to see exactly how this goes for her. The clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop. And then, hey, look over there at the Emerald Isle. Yes, it's Rosie O'Donnell.
I'm here in Ireland, and it's beautiful. The people are so loving and so kind, so welcoming. And I'm very grateful. I'm in the process of getting my Irish citizenship. And when, you know, it is safe for all citizens to have equal rights in America, that's when we will consider coming back.
Oh.
Please don't.
I'm a little confused. We will consider coming back. First of all, who's the we? Secondly,
her daughter.
Her daughter, okay. Yeah. All right. Secondly, you will consider coming back. Well, it might be interesting, Rosie, if you know that the nation of Ireland has put a 25% tariff on all goods in the United States until we take you back. I think the decision at the state level is we'll pay the tariff. Right now, get back in the clown car and get out of here.
I understand she's starring in a potato commercial.
As the potato.
As the potato.
It's nice.
Spuds O'Donnell.
Just before St. Patty's Day, too. What a surprise.
In a letter to the Public Service Commission, Congressman Kwasi Mfume and Johnny Zero, along with Congresswoman Sarah Elfrith, stressed their extreme concern over skyrocketing BGE costs.
They are making it very, very hard for everyday working people to pay their bills, and that's not right.
They? Who's the, you mean BGE? They? Who are the they that passed the Green Raw deal at the federal level in Congress? They would be the Democrats.
Yeah.
Who passed the Climate Control Solutions Act of 2022 here in Maryland? They would be the Democrats declaring war on fossil fuels. Who are the ones that banned the sale of gasoline-powered cars in 2035? They would be Governor Moore and the Progressive Democrats. So we know who they are. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about they-them pronouns here. All right? We're talking about they being the progressive Marxist called the Democrat Party. And so it's amazing how they now stepped in it, but they want somebody else to be the they.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. And Zeke Cohen getting all stuffy about, hey, we got to hold these people accountable.
We are going to continue to fight for the residents that we serve. We believe that this is a great injustice for the ratepayers of Baltimore, and we are going to continue to hold the Public Service Commission and Baltimore Gas and Electric accountable.
Yeah, they're going to hold the Public Service Commission and BGE accountable, but not themselves, who started this whole thing. You know, folks, this is kabuki theater. This is gimmickry. This is deceit. This is being dishonest. They know they're in political trouble over this, and they're looking for a scapegoat. Don't let them off the hook. In a response to PSC issued Tuesday, Frederick Hoover, the chair, said in part, quote, with respect to the first request, the commission does not have the authority to rescind the approved rate increases that stem from BGE's multi-year rate plan, meaning it cannot act retroactively to change the approved rate. So that's out the window. Maybe they can get rid of the Empower Maryland charge. Maybe. That's going to save you maybe $50. But the die has been cast here. It is. We've chased fossil fuels out of the state. We've had to close some coal-fired power plants, then we'd reopen them, and then again, there wasn't really a commitment to clean energy, which, by the way, is nuclear.
Yeah.
And now, of course, we import 40% of our energy from Pennsylvania, and now they want to rip up our land. And don't get me started on the solar panel eminent domain. That's the next shoe to drop as well. It's 8:20. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Well, Jim in the Outer Banks says, good morning, all. Frank, I'm surprised McCormick is still in Maryland. Yeah. List of businesses that have left Maryland is a long one. It's only a matter of time for McCormick, and others have no choice but to leave. And Jesse says, good morning. What did BGE do with all of the money from 2006 and 7? Remember, they hit us with a 72% rate hike because they needed to fix the grid. Then they went and got another increase right on the back of that one because they pushed the CFL bulbs, the compact fluorescents, for me to help with their bills, then complained they weren't making profits they were previously making. Did you get that? Save energy and your bill with this bulb, but we're raising it again due to less demand and less profit. Where is the grid and where is the money? Great questions.
823 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCOM, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The express lanes back open now, northbound 895 city-county line, so now you can go straight out to the Beltway from there, no problems at all. Southbound, both the tunnels, still looking at delays, but it's all the normal stuff, 95 and 895. Beltway, yeah, you're still stacked up. Parkville to Towson, Interloop and Pikesville, 795 to Frederick Road. Capitol Beltway is the big problem, big wreck, multiple vehicles, Outer Loop, American Legion Bridge, backed up all the way back to New Hampshire Avenue, also backing up 270 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Weather Channel says cloudy, cooler today, high about 56. And tonight down in the low 40s. Right now we're in the low 40s. 42 in cloudy in Millersville, 42 in Dundalk. So what about having so many problems in the city of Baltimore?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is. Education, crime, illegal aliens, Department of Public Works, etc. It's because we have the gang that couldn't shoot straight.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm going to give two examples here. Now, remember, we've been reporting all this week that Baltimore wants 2% of the ability to raise sales tax, 2%. And there's a bill in Annapolis dedicated to that. Well, there's two different definitions that are being bandied about here. Let's first hear from Mayor Scott.
All right.
On what his idea of the 2% is regarding this sales tax for the city.
We have asked, as we have asked for a long time now, that Baltimore be treated like every other major city in the country, where we would get 2% of the existing sales tax. This isn't an increase. This is us asking for 2% of the existing sales tax.
So he's saying 2% of the existing 6% sales tax collected in the city should go to the city. Okay? Faith Leach, the chief administrative officer, testified before the Mental General Insane Asylum Tuesday afternoon that this is really what they want.
So if something like the business-to-business tax on services would go into effect, then would your 2% be then in addition to the 2.5? It's a 2.5% tax on services that businesses have been, so it would be in addition to that.
I just want to make sure that I'm clear for folks at home that might be watching. Things like groceries, for example, would be exempt, of course, but it would be in addition.
So she's saying 8% totally.
Yes. So the mayor is saying we want 2% of the existing sales tax, and his chief administrative officer saying, no, we want 2% in addition to the existing sales tax. One hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing in Baltimore City. That speaks volumes to me. Now, either the mayor doesn't understand it and is ignorant of the fact, or Faith Leach has misspoken, one or the other. But they better get on the same page. Let's take a phone call here. Aaron in Harford County.
Hey, guys. So, sorry, I'm not going to try and switch gears on. Remember, when you testify before the legislature, that is part of the legislative process. But when you speak in public, there is zero accountability for whatever propaganda comes out of a politician's mouth.
True.
So I would go with what was at the legislative hearing. Anyway.
That was my understanding based on the bill that I saw. So I think Mayor Scott is just a little confused.
Well, anyway, coming back to what I called in about is this, you know, 2035. So I have a two-part question. Part one is, where explicitly does the legislature get their authority to enact these Green New Deal schemes? That's number one. And, of course, that is at the federal, state, local level as well. But then, two, let's say that we do approach 2035 and electric is so expensive that we have rolling brownouts, and the grid is so taxed that we can't add one more electric vehicle to it, despite the fact that Trump and Elon Musk sell one more Tesla. What would it say if the auto dealers in Maryland, who are regulated and licensed by the state, just said, nope, we're going to buy our cars from Ford. They're going to be gassers and diesels and, you know, any other petroleum or internal combustion engine, and we're going to still sell them here in the state to whoever wants to come in and pay them. What would happen if there were mass noncompliance? I'm not advocating for that. I'm not. But I'm just
No, but it sounds like awful wishful thinking on your part, Aaron.
I understand. But I'm saying that at what point is absurdity so much that literally the businesses do what they should have done when we hit COVID? In other words, there was no authority for any of these entities to either legislate or by decree create a situation by which their market and their products are made obsolete by the stroke of a pen.
Yeah, you are raising interesting questions, not only at the federal level, but at the state level. What happens to the automobile manufacturing industry? No. How are they supposed to adjust to this kind of supply and demand when you've got states wholesale legislating gas-powered cars out of the equation in their
state? The solution to this is actually at the federal level. A federal law would supersede a state or local law. So at the federal level, under a Donald Trump
supremacy clause,
you have to simply pass a law saying that the gas engines are legal in all 50 states, period, and that would end all this nonsense. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number, toll-free long distance. It's 1-800-WCBM-680. And we are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Let me tell you, if you are feeling a little bit under the weather, rescue folks want to talk with you about making you feel a whole lot better. Now, through the month, you can look for a natural way to boost your energy, support your heart, and stay active as you age. It's time to try Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on solar, sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every day. Don't miss out on this exclusive deal. It's not going to last long. Buy one, get one free. My Energy is the code you use when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Or go online at myresq.com. It's My Energy to grab your Rescue Orasine with buy one, get one free savings. Make sure you stay energized, stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements.
Time for news headlines. Once again, the latest with Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland State Police are out this in force this coming weekend for the St. Patrick's Day weekend. Troopers on the lookout for impaired, distracted, aggressive, and speeding drivers with a focus on I-81, I-83, I-95, and I-70, the interstates. The holiday initiative runs from Friday through Monday. It's going to take place statewide. Troopers from all 23 barracks taking part. Baltimore Orioles will celebrate the start of a new season with a Utah Street Block Party. Event's going to take place March 29 ahead of the March 31st opener at Camden. Festival will feature special appearances by Orioles legends and prospects, autographs, photo ops, kids' activities, music, and dugout access. Maryland's freshman U.S. Senator Angela Alsobrooks has introduced her first bill into Congress. The Tariff Transparency Act requires the U.S. International Trade Commission to conduct an investigation on the impact of tariffs and the threat of the tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada. Maryland AG Anthony Brown is urging the U.S. Supreme Court to defend Medicare recipients' freedom to choose their own providers. Brown has joined a coalition of 17 colleagues in filing an amicus brief asking that the court affirm a lower court decision recognizing an individual's right to receive care from the qualified providers of their choice. It's 8:32 right now on WCBM. In 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Pick three, lottery number 874. Your pick 4, 9438. And now at 8:33, he soldiers on. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Back on the Capitol Beltway, Outer Loop, American Legion Bridge, left-hand lane still blocked. And with that, we're backed up from there through the spur at I-270, and then the Outer Loop into Montgomery County is still backed up all the way back to New Hampshire Avenue, maybe back to 95. That combined all together, an hour to get from 95 to the American Legion Bridge into Northern Virginia. The northbound side of the Capitol Beltway, the inner loop, is backed up through there, even though they have all the lanes open. That's a big delay right now at the Montgomery County line, leaving Maryland into the Northern Virginia stop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy and cooler for us here today with a few peaks of afternoon sun, mid-50s, low 40s tonight. Cloudy and cool again tomorrow with a little more sunshine mixing in for the afternoon, highs upper 50s. Chance of showers on Saturday near 70, more rain for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Think of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover experts. The changing face of the Ravens continued yesterday, headlined by the surprising news that veteran defensive tackle Michael Pierce is cashing in his chips.
After nine seasons, after much prayer, talking to my family, just going through the grind, man, and just being satisfied where I am, looking forward to doing other things in life, I just decided to call it a career. So
Pierce making the announcement on the Sports Spectrum podcast hosted by former Bears running back Matt Forte. The final regular season snap that Pierce ever played in a Ravens career was his only ever interception against the Cleveland Browns. Ravens busy elsewhere, giving safety Ardarius Washington a $3.3 million tender offer, re-signing receiver Tylan Wallace, signing free agent special teamer Jake Hummel, and releasing racing safety Marcus Williams. Not a surprise there. Meanwhile, in Pittsburgh, Steeler fans are restless, and the team is responding, signing Super Bowl champion cornerback Darius Slay to a deal, 1 year, $10 million. This after spending $150 million on wide receiver DK Metcalf and continuing their pursuit of Aaron Rodgers. Pittsburgh hasn't won a playoff game in 9 years. Dean Kramer continued his lackluster spring yesterday in Sarasota, pitching into the fifth inning of a 13-5 loss to the Braves, the right-hander allowing 7 hits, 4 runs, and 2 home runs, bringing his spring totals to 12 innings pitched, 11 earned runs, and 6 home run balls allowed. Injury update for Baltimore: Gunnar Henderson fielding ground balls yesterday for the first time in 2 weeks. Orioles and Blue Jays in Dunedin today. Cade Povich taking the hill against the Blue Jays. High school basketball yesterday: Newtown and Owings Mills advances to the 2A state final. Meade has its 21-game winning streak snapped by Laurel in a 4A state semifinal, and the Dunbar Poets season is over. They fall short in their 2A semi against Largo. And finally, I know you guys have a guest coming up, but I hate to be wrong, and apparently in this instance I was, and that is that the Boston Red Sox also have no names on the back of their jerseys. However, they do sometimes have names on the back of their jerseys on their road jerseys. That's number one. Number two, Vida Blue also wore his first name on the back of his jersey, but not all the time. It was infrequent in Oakland and all the time in San Francisco when he was there. Just had to look it up to make sure, because I know you've got clever listeners out there who call me on this stuff. I get it. I love it. Okay, thank you. So I'm going to try to be as accurate as I can.
No, I do not recall ever you being inaccurate. I don't recall ever that happening. Do you recall that? I have that short-term memory problem, but, you know.
For years.
For years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just put it, this one has an asterisk on it.
Yeah, okay.
And guess what, guys? That is Stein on Sports.
Well done.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
837. Our next guest on the Newsmaker Hotline, Jake Lang, a J6 political prisoner for over 4 years without trial, pardoned by President Trump just the day after his inauguration. He's a New York entrepreneur. He founded Blessed News and produced The Truth About J6, Rumble's most viewed documentary with over 2 million views. From prison, he authored Patriot Prisoner, started the J6 Legal Defense Fund, raising millions for defendants, and launched the Political Prisoner podcast. He survived over 900 days in solitary confinement, crediting his Christian faith and speaking passionately about liberty and the Constitution. Jake, welcome back.
Morning, Jake.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Sean, Bruce. God bless you.
Yeah. God bless you as well. And I understand that you are eyeing a political future in the state of Florida.
Yes, sir. I mean, after what me and the Jan Sixers have been through, I think that God has sculpted a character in us that is, worthy of leadership, and more than anything, the integrity to never back down to our enemies and, to fight for America. You can't get any stronger advocates for that than the Jan 6 political prisoners.
You are going to be running in the seat vacated by Marco Rubio in the special election. I know that Governor DeSantis appointed the Attorney General Ashley Moody to that position, but you're going to run, and that's what, next year?
Yep, that's next year. And, honestly, it's kind of like DeSantis versus Trump 2.0 here, because Ashley Moody has deep ties to, the establishment and, the uniparty, old school Republican wing. And, I'm coming out of prison here as ultra MAGA, constitutional conservative. And so we're going to have a pretty awesome showdown here in Florida. And by God's grace, I believe we're going to win.
Now, Jake, whenever somebody runs and they have anything that has crossed the legal threshold in their past, that is going to be an issue. Quite obviously, you do. How are you going to handle that?
Well, obviously, I spent 4 years and 6 days
incarcerated without ever going to trial, so I've never been found guilty of the allegations. And even if, you know, I was by all of the other, you know, Jan Sixers were railroaded, and it was a weaponized persecution, not a prosecution. And so I believe that the Florida voters, specifically because, you know, I think Florida kind of takes the cake right now as far as the most MAGA state in the country. We've got the crazy boat parades. We have Mar-a-Lago down here. It's kind of the new conservative Hollywood here in West Palm Beach, where I'm located, with all of your favorite, you know, MAGA figures always circulating here. And so I believe the people of Florida, very specifically, are going to appreciate what we went through and understand that, you know, the FBI and, you know, the entire Department of Justice was weaponized against Donald Trump and his supporters, and that the allegations that I faced and 1,600 other Americans were completely bogus, trumped-up charges, really to spin a narrative that Donald Trump and, you know, his supporters are violent domestic terrorists, and that couldn't be further from the truth. We're patriots, and we love our country.
When you think about it, you just mentioned 4 years and 6 days as a political prisoner, no trial, no conviction, 900 days in solitary confinement. That issue in and of itself, I think, turns into a strength in this campaign, because you're running on a platform. You want to make sure nobody else in this country, no matter what their political stripe or ideology, suffers or experiences what you had to go through. It's un-American and unconstitutional.
Amen. Yeah, I mean, it's truly, I mean, a great platform, because how close were we in this country to almost losing it all? I mean, if Kamala Harris would have won, Donald Trump and myself would have been spending the rest, and many other of our favorite, you know, political figureheads that are, you know, in the conservative strain here, would have been spending the rest of our lives in prison. They were coming after Trump and all of the people around him. And so I believe that the weaponization of our government, the politicization of our government, is one of the most dangerous things that could happen to America. And we almost lost our country. And so, you know, I'm coming back to the Capitol this time with the message and, you know, with the fight in my heart to never allow this to happen again, and to keep, you know, our justice system pure and clean and balanced. And we cannot have the scales of justice be tipped in any direction ever again.
Jake Lang, please hang on. We have more to come after a quick traffic stop, if we could. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Toll for long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680 at 843. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
83 is still a little bit slow southbound. Earlier we had to wreck at Middletown Road, and looking at the camera here, it's still a speed reduction. So they're probably still there in the median, and they're looking at it. So just a heads up for that if you're coming south from York Road. We're still backed up at both the harbor tunnels. Typical ride right now for the late ride through there. New wreck eastbound Route 100 at the ramp to go south onto I-97. Capitol Beltway wreck at the American Legion Bridge. Now in the median, in the painted out area. The last wrecker is there, so we're starting to move traffic now. It's going to take, what time is it, 8:45? It's going to be at least 10 o'clock before that's gone, and that's barring any new problems into Northern Virginia. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Baltimore weather is looking like this. According to Weather Channel, cloudy, cooler today, and 56 right now. It's 42 and cloudy in Pasadena, and it is 42 downtown in the city. On our newsmaker hotline, Jan Sixer, Jake Lang, running for Senate in 2026 in Florida, the old Marco Rubio seat. Jake, how important was election integrity for you and your platform, and what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think we need to take kind of the DOGE system that Elon Musk has spearheaded at the federal level and bring it to the states, and including our elections. We need to gut out and to kind of carve out all of this bureaucracy, this wastefulness. And I believe that our election, you know, system itself has probably the most to stand to gain from the Department of Government efficiency that needs to be brought to each individual state. Our elections are inefficient, they're antiquated, and honestly, they have a lot of nefarious actors trying to manipulate them. And so, you know, it'll be a blessing to have a, you know, for a new a congressional committee basically appointed to going over each individual state's election, because it's not every state, but there are many different districts inside the states. It just takes a couple bad apples to spoil the whole bunch, and a couple key districts, a couple key voting centers in the big cities, and we've seen that, you know, from many elections now that are tainted, and they've tried to, you know, throw off our whole entire beautiful system of self-governance here in America. Our republic is very fragile. It needs defenders.
And Jake, you spent more than 900 days in solitary during the 4 years plus that you were incarcerated. And that's roughly, almost 3 years. I mean, it's 2.5 to 3 years. How does that affect your worldview when you're taking a look at this run? Probably not something you would have thought of doing before this whole thing happened back in 2021. But how has it affected how you see who you are, what your responsibilities are, and what your relationship to government is?
Well, you know, when you're sitting in a room by yourself for many years and you got a Bible open, and you're listening to God's voice trying to lead you and hear from him, he speaks to you, and you know, he calls different people in different directions. And I believe that our country needs strong Christian men to stand up and to reestablish the beautiful and keep the tree of liberty watered. And so, you know, this was something that after many years of meditating and asking God to lead me, what is the purpose of all of this madness, of all this torture, of all this pain? You know, he had spoken to me and told my heart that, you know, this is the next generation of leaders are going to be crafted through this tribulation. Takes the strongest and the hottest fires to temper the best steel. And so, you know, I believe that not just myself, but many of the January Sixers are going to be generational leaders and future lawmakers. And, you know, this is God's way sometimes of crafting and forming the character that he wants and the metal of a man. And so that's I'm just taking it in stride. I'm taking it. Right. Saying, Lord, use me for your will.
You know, I can't imagine what you experienced, what you went through in those 4 years and 6 days. And there had to be some very dark days and where despair, on the brink of despair. So what was, I hate to bring you back there, but what was that darkest day that you despaired, and how did your Christian faith pull you out of it?
Well, you know, we were really in the middle of a battle with the Supreme Court, trying to get one of these weaponized charges, the 1512 obstruction of Congress charge, thrown off. And they were clamping down on me for doing interviews just like this one. And I had to go on a 12-day hunger strike, to my only voice left, because they took my ability to speak to my family, my lawyers, and everybody away from me. And then they tossed me in a cell with a 6'3", 250-pound MS-13 gang member. And, you know, I was just humbly knelt before the Lord and asked him to protect me and to guide me out. And on the 12th day of the hunger strike, God answered my prayers, and we beat him. We won our Supreme Court case, and the Jan Sixers had our first victory after many years of being completely railroaded and suffering under a two-tiered system of injustice. We had our first win, and so that was a glimpse of hope, and ultimately we took back our country in 2024 here, and we're going to continue to make America great again. Let's rock and roll, America. If you guys want to keep up to date with my campaign, I have an X account. My Twitter is Jake Lang, J6, L-A-N-G, Jake Lang, J6. And if you guys want to donate to help out all of the Jan Sixers, I have a website set up, J6Rebuild.com. You can head over there. There's still a couple guys left in prison that haven't gotten out yet, and there are many broken lives that need to be rebuilt. So go to J6Rebuild.com and stay up to date with the campaign and make a donation there, guys. God bless you so much, Sean, Bruce. Appreciate you, Patriots, so much for giving me a voice. Freedom ain't free, and we're going to continue to fight for our country until we have driven every single Marxist and communist out. It's our country, and we're taking it back.
Jake Lang, very good, and once again, we'll keep in touch, and best of luck going forward in the 2026 campaign running for Senate in the state of Florida. Jake, thanks again. God bless you.
God bless.
All right, it's 8:50. What a story. I mean, yeah. Can you imagine? In a cell with a 6'5" MS-13 gangbanger?
I cannot imagine 900 days of solitary, actually. That would be the rough one for me.
That would be very rough. To his credit, he got through it. And
at the same time, Sean, and you know, we want to make sure we're clear-eyed on this. He was accused of beating a police officer. The police officer union came out, a Capitol Police Officers Union, and they say that it's the wrong message that the lives of law enforcement officers are not valued, and they came out opposed to the clemency.
Let me tell you what the real story is, because I've watched this. I've seen the tape. Philip Anderson, who was a black protester there, was there trying to help Roseanne Boylan, who was being trampled and beaten by a D.C. cop. Jake Lang went to her rescue and his rescue, and as he was trying to help both of those individuals, a police officer pushed him, and he made the mistake of pushing back. But there was no assault, there was no fight, there was no attack on the police officer. He was pushed first, and he pushed back to defend himself.
He's going to have to defend that over and over again on the campaign trail.
Well, all he has to do is show the video, and I think that's ample defense.
Okay, fair enough.
So, 8:51, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off, really, that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning, we're talking about taxes, we're talking about your investments, because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at Pro Status, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call Pro Status Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through Pro Status Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
What is America is what's in Washington, D.C. right now, thanks to the American Revolution that happened on November the 5th. But they are not done fighting. The left is not done trying to take America to hell with it. And it's not going to work. And that this sort of anti-Semitism has been allowed to foment. And by the way, it's bought and paid for. It is George Soros money. It is Iran money. It is USA money. It's not organic, these anti-Semitic protests on university campuses. Not one little bit.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic weather on the 3s. Once again, Mr. Vocal Rest himself, Chuck Whitaker.
Heads up, if you're traveling in the city, there's a water main break. They're going to be working on it now. Belvedere Avenue in the area at Hill and Road up on the northeast side. Still slowing on the Beltway locally. Parkville side, Interloop through Pikesville, still 795 down to Frederick Road on the west side. Capitol Beltway is an absolute mess. The wreck is still there. Cleanup is still underway. Outer Loop, American Legion Bridge delays all the way back to the top of the hill, way before the Georgia Avenue ramp. 270 southbound, also with a big delay. It's trying to clear, but it's still going to be another hour before we get back to normal through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says mostly clouded, a cooler and a high of 56 right now, 40 and cloudy in Forest Hill, 42 in Pasadena. Kim Klasick Live coming up next after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. Of course, we're going to talk about the juvenile crime crisis as it continues across the region. Very disheartening to see the 76-year-old woman thrown out of her car by four teenagers that were known to police. I thought that was just absolutely despicable. But you know what? To hear the comments from some of the witnesses or people in the area, and they're saying, oh, now it's getting out of control. Are you just realizing?
Now we have the 12-year-old beaten.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that,
Essex.
Too. Yeah. 15 other kids.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I'm gonna go right to where I thought this was, and that is a hate crime. I know people aren't going to say this because the kid is white and all those that were jumping him are of color, but you know what? We're going to have that tough conversation today.
All right.
Because if it was the other way around...
characterizes anything else?
Well, they're saying that they've already come forward, according to Keith Daniels at Fox 45. The cops are saying they think it is not a hate crime. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's some excuse that he insulted one of their girlfriends or something.
Yeah. But if it was the other way around, you know, we would have a different conversation
100%.
About this.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that. Also, our guest today, Assemblywoman from New Jersey, Vicki Flynn. She wrote a great article about trans and women's sports. But not only that, we're going to talk about the possibility of New Jersey flipping red and how they got there. You know, Scott Pressler right now is on the ground in New Jersey. And so apparently there are a few jurisdictions they believe they can flip come midterm. So we're going to talk about that. Yeah. Maybe learn a couple things we can do here in Maryland. And then also the businesses storming Annapolis. That just warmed my heart to see McCormick show up and say, look, we can't afford to do this. We will leave.
It's a spicy conversation.
That'll get their attention.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it was. It was a spicy conversation. Yeah. I loved every minute of it. So, of course, we're going to talk about that today.
I want to get your thoughts on this. This is from a Republican, a prominent Republican. He put on X, National Democrats are installing their leaders in all branches of Maryland government and leading blue state AGs in a pansy fight against the will of the people. Meanwhile, they're running Maryland, my Maryland, into the ground and laughing their way to the tax bank with our hard-earned money and pretending to govern. MVAs by appointment only. Hospitals have 11-hour lines. Streets have kids murdering kids in broad daylight. Schools are overcrowded and cannot muster over 50-60% competently on tests in many areas. Democrats are non-compos mentis, but the GOP must step up and check and balance this madness or it will spread like the plague.
Wow.
That was a post by Dan Cox.
No way.
Yeah. Do you think he's running again?
I don't know. It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Yeah. It definitely sounds like it.
We could do a lot worse.
Yeah, well, look,
I post all the time. If Dan Cox was in office, this wouldn't be happening.
100%.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Kim. 8:57.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, you know, it could have been the other way around this past November. We could have had Kamala Harris as president and Tim Walz as vice president. And for those who think, you know, I miss that friendly, warm Minnesota guy, so articulate, so in command of the language.
Tampon Tim.
I thought that I'd bring you Tim Walz from yesterday as he was discussing the events of the day. Listen carefully to the degree to which this guy is articulate and can say exactly what he wants to say. He crafts words in the same way that a battle axe cuts butter.
All of these things are going the other way. You tell me how cutting the aid to places like St. Thomas or Augsburg, that we're actually making progress in recruiting teachers of colors to put black men in front of our students to achieve achievements.
Yes, he wants teachers of colors because he wants our students to achieve achievements. Now, I'm telling you, Nobody has that kind
Look,
of skill
he
with
spent
the word.
A lot of time next to Kamala Harris, and the word saladitis rubbed off on him.
Wow. I mean, you know, every morning, folks, we come in here, and Sean and I have a meeting at around 4:30 in the morning talking about which achievements we want to achieve during the show today. It's just amazing. He has his fingers on the pulse of what's going on, and there's nothing I want more than to have students of colors, many colors. I'll take any color you want to throw at me. Rainbow colors. I don't care. Polka dots, green,
he
yellow,
never
blue.
Really did successfully achieve the tampons in the boys' bathrooms
no,
in
that's
high schools.
It's an achievement he has to achieve yet. So.
It's a physical impossibility, so he might want to have to keep working on that one. That's going to do it for us. Skip is coming up next at 6 a.m. here on CBM. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
Achieve those achievements, folks. See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.